about.
Let's turn on the television radio set and see what's on the air.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Are you ready?
I am.
Wait, I'm trying. I don't want to ruin it for him. Hold on.
Is it easier to whistle when you're laughing?
No, it's much harder. I'm sorry.
Well, it looks like he's a little disoriented or something. It's always possible God could be on something.
When people say, no, you're bad, at some point, you really need to listen.
Not now, Kevin.
And now.
There's nothing worse than reheating pizza in the microwave. I love crisp, crunchy crust. Why microwave when you can flavor wave?
Our feature presentation.
That's a good question.
Thank you, Mr. T, for bringing that into sharp focus for us.
It's one that should be very seriously considered.
I had not heard Kevin trying to whistle the hits in some time before I came across that audio yesterday.
Why does anyone listen?
I don't know. I don't know.
I told you before we started that game I couldn't whistle.
Right. And I think that's if you recall, why we made the decision to play the game.
Right.
Exactly, yes. But that's a game that's on the radio, on a station that's on the air that people can hear.
Well, some people can hear it. In and out,
right.
Depending on where they live.
Good times. You're not following postseason baseball, I'm guessing, Kevin?
Nope.
But you're missing some great stuff, and last night was a game for the ages, and I rarely talk about the Yankees because, you know, I hate them as much as the next guy. But an amazing thing happened last night. They were in the ninth inning. They're down by a run against the Baltimore Orioles, who really are the surprise of the baseball season. I don't even remember the last time the Orioles were in the playoffs, but they're playing against the Yankees right now in a best-of-five series in the American League Division Series.
Is this a division winner last night? Did it decide the series, or is it still?
No, okay. It did not. No, it was 1-1 last night. And the Yankees were down by a run in the ninth inning. And the manager of the Yankees, Joe Girardi, who's a great, great manager, well-respected, he goes up to Alex Rodriguez, who's a future first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the most successful baseball players of all time. He's got something like 650 home runs. I mean, he's a champ, right?
And he's been a champ forever.
Forever. He's the highest paid player in baseball. I think he makes $29 million a year. And he goes up to Joe Girardi in the ninth inning and he says, I'm taking you out. I'm going to send in Raul Ibanez to pinch hit for you. This is Alex Rodriguez, by the way, one of the greatest Yankee hitters of all time. I'm taking you out. Because he's been in a little bit of a slump, as he always is in the postseason. That's the rap on A-Rod, is that he sucks in the postseason.
Oh, he plays good all season, and then when it gets down to crunch time, he can't do it?
Yeah, that's why he'll never be Mr. Yankee like a guy like Reggie Jackson is, who's the guy you want in the batter's box during the World Series. Alex Rodriguez is the guy you cringe when he comes up to bat.
Oh, this
right?
is going
to
hurt him.
So they pull him out and they send in Raul Ibanez, who is just your typical, journeyman player, former Mariner, by the way, of course.
No one cares.
And he goes in there and, he hits a home run, ties the game, and sends the game into extra innings. Then he's up again in the 12th inning and hits another home run to win the game.
What?
Raul Ibanez does.
Did he pinch hit for Rodriguez again?
Well, yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. He stayed in as
the whole time.
Yeah, Stady replaced Rodriguez on the field. Yeah.
Oh, on the field.
So he ties the game with a homer in the ninth. Didn't even start the game, remember. Ties the game with a homer in the ninth and then wins the game with a homer in the 12th. That's some gutsy-ass managing right there, Joe Girardi. Isn't it?
What did A-Rod say? Because basically they had to pull him out of the game to win.
Yes, that's exactly what they had to do. Well, you know what BS sports interviews are after the game.
Oh, it's all about the team. I'm happy for our team.
Absolutely.
My feelings aren't hurt.
Exactly. Whatever the coach wanted me to do, I'm happy to do. I just am happy to contribute where I can and blah, 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 blah. I mean, A-Rod has sucked. I think he's 1-for-12 against the Orioles in the first two games or something like that. No RBIs. So, you can see how, in retrospect, obviously, great call, great managing. You won the game. Now you're up 2-1 against the Orioles. But had it not gone that way, you know, there would have been, everybody would have been second guessing. How do you take out A-Rod? Because it would be easy to think the guy's in a slump right now, but he's going to come out of it. He's a great hitter. At some point, he's going to find his footing, and you're going to be glad he's in the game, right? So I just thought that was incredible. What a way to win that game.
But now, even though A-Rod's not admitting it, when he goes home, he goes, it's now cemented that I can't play
yes.
in October. Like, yes. they took me out of a game, and the Yankees won. That was the key to – so now everybody not only thinks he can't play, now they know he can't play.
Absolutely. If I stay in that game, we likely lose that game. And now we're down 2-1 in a best-of-five series. We probably lose the series. If they leave me in, it's bad for the Yankees. Yeah, how does that not
wow.
come into your head,
He's
right?
He's never going to get out of that slump.
Yeah, that one's going to hurt. But pretty damned exciting stuff last night out there. I'll tell you that.
In the ninth and the 12th inning.
Yes.
And in the highlights on SportsCenter.
I'm sure it would have been a great game to watch from start to finish. No, I did.
It's not to be ridiculous. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't care, but yay.
Shane Dawson.
Yes.
He's going to be on the program. He is the star of Smiley, another one of these scary movies that comes out this time of year.
It's very scary.
We have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have
Dr. Drew, by the way, had Justin Bieber's mom on his show last night talking about her crazy life that she's had with all sorts of abuse and suicide attempts. And you just can't believe the crazy life this woman's had.
Really?
And if any of that had been more successful, we would have been spared Justin Bieber. I'm not sure
Did
that
Dr.
was
Drew
Drew's
bring
angle.
That up?
No, I think Drew's angle was, thank God you're healthy and you're happy and you're here with us now and the world's a better place for it. But somewhere somebody's thinking, wow, could have gone the other way just as easily.
Sure could have. Comedian Brad Williams will be here with his podcast partner, Adam Ray.
Awesome.
Great.
We have a brand new internet roundup for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk LA Lakers basketball with Matt Money Smith. Also, I think the Clippers are playing in China, I'm guessing right now.
Right now, yeah. I think it was a 4:30 tip-off for preseason, yeah.
That's rough. Who got up at 4:30 to watch the Clippers?
Well, maybe Dave, the King of Mexico, that's who.
Maybe they'll get up to watch the Heat. Walking Dead comes back this Sunday. We are going to talk to the governor. New character.
He's so scary. He's so scary.
He is.
David Morrissey on today's show. Ralph is down live at the Drain the Vein blood drive. We're going to talk to him coming up. And we have.
I think Ralph rented Drain the Vein one weekend. Didn't he?
That's a whole different thing.
I can't believe they're doing that on the radio.
Nope.
Now. And
we have
coming down for that.
Nope. Yeah. And we have your tickets to a tour SpaceX with Muse. That's coming up this morning in the 7 o'clock hour as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beatnik.
Exciting day here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Once a year, we ask you to open up your veins and give blood for a good cause. Ralph Garman on location right now at Hellbreak LA, 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard. Very scary while it's still dark out, I imagine, Ralph.
It's very scary here. People are giving blood just out of their orifices. They're so scared, they're just bleeding out.
But we don't want it that way, do we?
Well, we'll take it any way we can get it. We've got some buckets around, so if you're just bleeding out of your eyes, your ears, because you're just paralyzed with fear, we'll take it that way as well.
Right. Now, I know we're going to talk to somebody from down there and get all these specifics about what's going on down there today and who can and can't donate. And I know you got a bunch of prizes and stuff to give away. But just real quick for people who maybe are in the neighborhood, where are you if they want to come by and see you, Ralph?
We are at the old Sears building in beautiful downtown Hollywood. We are east of Vine. So I heard Lisa saying there was a mess on the freeway.
Yeah, 405.
On the 101 and the Franklin and Gower. Right. So just bypass that. Go south. Go to get off on Vine, and we're east of that, near Western and Santa Monica, I guess, is the biggest intersection.
Okay.
But it is 5601. It's the old Sears building. Still says Sears on it, so you can spot it easily from Santa Monica. And parking is free. If you're going to donate the blood, come on down. We have some amazing prizes to give away. We got Smashing Pumpkins tickets and Mumford & Sons and Deftones and Social D. And it's really cool. The Hellbreak LA looks awesome. This is LA's newest and scariest haunted house. So you
is it up and running, Ralph, or you're just...
I don't know when it debuts. Okay. We'll find out. We'll talk about it later today. Tonight, I'm being told tonight is the first
tonight.
Premiere night, so you can check it out before you check it out tonight. We are starting at 6 a.m. We're going to kick things off and start taking blood, and we'll go all the way to 3 p.m. And I want to thank, of course, the people with the Smiley, the new motion picture Smiley, who made it. Looks scary, that Smiley, by the way.
It does.
Yeah,
it
you can go to smileymovie.com if you want to find out more about the movie. But it's going to be a great event, and thanks to the people at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and the staff who are putting all the blood together. and taking it from people. And it's good to have professionals do that, because last year we had some K-Rock promo team members doing it. And
it was pretty low rent.
They were just taking the ink cartridges out of pens. Yeah, pens, and just jabbing into people's arms and just putting it in mason jars. And it just didn't work out as well. So.
Adam Carolla joins us next after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Thursday.
Since we're talking about Halloween costumes, we were talking off air. Bean was mentioning that Tanning Mom says that she's one of the most popular Halloween costumes this year. They released the list of popular couples' Halloween costumes that are all showbiz related. Seventh on the list, apparently, Black Widow and Thor from The Avengers, a very popular couples costume this year.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know why you would pick those two out of those.
That is weird.
I would definitely go Iron Man if I was going Avengers costume.
That seems difficult, don't you think?
Not as hard as Hulk.
Well, true.
You have to spend like 2 years in the gym and paint yourself green. But
Ralph, this won't surprise you that I did not see the Avengers movie.
What?
Oh, you're bad on every level.
I agree. I totally should. Right. But Black Widow, she's hot?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, she's yeah. Oh, yeah. Good choice then. All right. Yeah. I'm down.
A pregnant Snooki in The Situation is sixth on the list.
Sure.
It's a little behind the times now that Snooki's had her baby months ago, but if you want to. Catwoman and Batman from Dark Knight Rises, fifth on the list. Effie Trinket and Haymitch Abernathy from Hunger Games, fourth on the list. Katniss and Peeta from Hunger Games are third on the list. I'm surprised by number two. Portlandia's Put a Bird on It couple.
What?
Really?
That's what they're claiming, according to Yahoo.com.
Are you kidding?
The couple from Portlandia, the Put a Bird on It couple, second most popular couple's costume for Halloween this year. And this is even more shocking to me. Number one, most popular couple's Halloween costume?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan and Gosling.
Finally.
Air Marshal John and Megan from Bridesmaids.
Yes! What? Wow. Well, that fat means, chicks have to dress up as something, Ralph.
I was just saying, it means a lot of fat girls are going out to Halloween parties this year. But that's the number one on the list. More details are coming in about that battle between Lindsay Lohan and Dina Lohan. Yesterday morning, they had a battle in the back of a limousine when authorities were called to the family home in Long Island, New York. TMZ.com got their hands on some video that features Lindsay hysterically crying to her father, Michael, and telling him the details of what happened. As far as we know, everything started over a $40,000 loan that Lindsay had to give her mom to stop foreclosure proceedings on her home.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You know, and you have to go to your kids and beg for money in order to keep your house. You're a bad parent on a whole new level of bad.
Wow.
Lindsay asked to have the money returned. How dare she? Dina and the driver were kidnapping her, essentially. That's what Lindsay claims. There was a battle in the back seat. Lindsay wound up with a gash on her leg. And it was a broken necklace, a broken bracelet that caused the cut on her leg. And Lindsay claims her mom was high on coke. Oh. Lindsay would know.
Who would doubt that?
I wouldn't for a minute. But imagine being embarrassed that your mom's taking your money and she's high on blow and she's fighting with you in the back seat. No, I feel Lindsay just never had a chance, really.
She didn't.
Yeah.
It's remarkable she turned out as well as she did, all things considered. The phone call reveals volumes about why Lindsay's in such dire straits. You can check out the audio at TMZ.com if you're interested, by the way.
She's in dire straits now?
Gilligan. Olivia Wilde is living up to her word these days, her name rather. She tells the New York Post, page 6, that she's blissfully, hopefully, wildly in love with her boyfriend, who, by the way, is Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live.
What is that dude's deal?
He has got a magic penis.
No kidding.
I mean, he's a funny guy, super talented, but hardly what you think of as in terms of a Hollywood stud, but he just gets the most amazing women. These days, it's Olivia Wilde. She claims that the two of them have sex like Kenyan marathon runners.
Now, do we know how often Kenyan marathon runners have sex?
I don't.
Okay.
And I can't imagine they have much sex because they're running most of the time. But apparently they have sex like two extraordinarily thin black people.
Wow. And this is, of course, after he dated January Jones for some time, right?
Yes. And she desperately wanted to marry him, and he said no and moved on to Olivia Wilde.
What does that guy have going on?
I'm telling you, magic penis.
Lisa, your thoughts? Jason Sudeikis, good deal?
Funny, magic penis.
Okay,
you
magic
got
penis it
is.
It's the only answer.
Good news. Yeah. Lifetime has renewed Dance Moms for a third season of 26 episodes. So we get to see that morbidly obese dance instructor coaching young dancers. You know, young kids are the only people who would take dance advice from that fat broad.
I know. It's amazing.
If you were like an adult dancer, you'd look and say, are you kidding me? You can't even tie your shoes and you want me to pasa doble? Pasa noble, that's what I'd say.
Oh, wow.
And CBS has made their first cancellation of the new season, Made in Jersey. The drama about the hot Jersey female lawyer from New Jersey has been canceled after just two airings.
I believe I'm the one who said on the air how horrible that show looked, that I couldn't believe it was even made.
No, you said that girl is not hot enough to deserve her own show.
And the show looks horrible.
Which was just wrong, because she is smoking hot.
But then she opens her mouth.
And she's even hotter, because she's got that New Jersey accent.
Oh,
yeah, that is sexy.
That's
everyone.
A deal breaker.
She's actually the actress, what's her name, Janet Montgomery, is actually from England. She's British.
Yeah.
But she tends to play street toughs for some reason. But yeah, that's gone and will be replaced by episodes of Undercover Boss beginning in November. So sad news for Made in Jersey fans.
This seems late in the season for the first cancellation, doesn't it? Usually there's something that gets canceled after one airing.
Yeah, this is the quickest after two. But it's only beginning of October, Bean, for God's sake.
Right. Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Michelle Trachtenberg played Buffy's younger sister famously on that show and went on to quite a career. Emily Deschanel celebrates her birthday today. Jane Krakowski. Of course, you know, at one time you would say, oh, you remember that girl from Ally McBeal? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, she's on 30 Rock. Artie Lang from Mad TV and Suicide Attempts. He's 45 years old today.
Is that a band?
It should be. Luke Perry is 46. Michael J. Nelson, host of one of my favorite TV shows ever, Mystery Science Theater, is 48. Joan Cusack is 50 years old today. David Morse, super talented actor, is 59. And actor Ron Liebman, has been around for a long time, 75 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I'm just saying, when the governor from The Walking Dead shows up, it doesn't seem like it's good news for any of us. That's my point, exactly.
Talking to him next, season 3 this Sunday.
He's a scary mofo. Actor David Morrissey will be joining us. Matt Money Smith on the program today. We've got a brand new Internet Roundup. More Muse tickets for you. Brad Williams, Shane Dawson, star of Smiley. Speaking of Smiley, they are our proud sponsor where Ralph Garman is today in Hollywood. Ralph, what's going on?
Down here at the historic Sears building at 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard, it is the new home of Hellbreak LA, LA's newest and scariest haunted house. But more importantly, today, it is the location for our annual blood drive that we're doing. K-Rock's Drain a Vein Blood Drive. We're doing it, of course, with the help of the good people at Cedars-Sinai who are taking the blood and putting it all together for us. And Smiley is one of our sponsors. And we're expecting a big crowd down here today. We just opened the doors. People are starting to come in. And we're going to be taking blood all day today up to 3 p.m. So we want everyone to come down and donate blood because it's very important. It's an easy thing to do, and it helps people in more ways than you could possibly imagine. So
I've said this many times in the air because I'm a huge believer in blood donation, have been doing it for decades, that literally – and I'm using the word correctly here. Literally, there is nothing you can do that will take less of your time that will save a life.
Absolutely.
As giving blood. I mean, you're in and out in a half an hour, and you can save somebody's life by doing that. And you'll never miss it. Plus, you get a cookie and some juice at the end. So it's a win-win.
And more importantly, you get one of our new T-shirts this year, which I don't know if you've seen the artwork for our T-shirt this year or not.
Yeah, I have.
But it is.
Why does Kevin say it like that?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's great.
Because it's Dracula Kevin-ing on the T-shirt.
Yeah, it's great.
It's actually Kevin's pose from the classic Kevin-ing poster that we've doctored up to make look like Dracula. And so he's posing looking all Kevin, and that's what you get on the T-shirt this year. That's our official artwork for the Drain a Vein Blood Drive this year.
Speaking of Dracula, did I hear that Dracula Dave is down there entertaining the kids?
He is.
Yes.
How are you?
Dave,
thanks again. We were just talking about it. It's our fifth year working with Cedars-Sinai for the blood drive, right?
That's correct.
I can't believe it's been 5 years already.
We are delighted to be working with you guys. We're very excited about this one. And Dracula Dave's here. The whole crew's here. We're looking forward to welcoming everyone all day today. We'll be here all the way till 3. Stoked about working with you guys again this year.
What about people who may be listening who go, I never really thought about giving blood. I don't know much about it. What are the do's and don'ts or can and can'ts in terms of somebody who might be interested in coming down and donating today?
Great question.
They can have cans. We're fans of those.
Yeah, cans are good.
I know that.
Let's go through the process, Dave, from the beginning to the end. What does it take?
You got it. Okay, well, you come down. Make sure you bring your photo ID. That's a new thing that we definitely want to enforce. We want to make sure we know who we're dealing with. So you bring your photo ID and you'll sign up. You'll fill out some paperwork. Then you'll sit down with one of our nurses, get your blood pressure checked. We'll do the old finger stick for one drop of blood, make sure your iron is adequate. Do your temperature, pulse. We call it a mini physical. So we'll sit down with
prostate
a nurse.
Prostate exam? Is there a prostate exam?
Well, we try to
what if
avoid...
I tip you $20?
Yeah, what if, it's,
exam?
What if it's requested?
We can set up some additional medical assessments if needed, but it's pretty quick and harmless. It only takes about 5 minutes for what we call a mini physical. You answer some questions, and then you sit down. Once you pass all that, most people do. Then you lay down and donate. And the average time it takes, and this is important, I want to make a distinction. The average time it takes to donate blood and save someone's life is 8 minutes.
Wow, that's great.
8 minutes, all it takes to save someone's life. One time a woman said it's like running into a burning car and saving someone. Doesn't quite have that drama, but it's the same concept. When you give blood, you're helping to save someone's life who needs it. There are patients right now in the hospital who are relying on this and desperately need it.
Now, so, if a guy like Beer Mug goes down there and gives blood, though, the person in the hospital will get high. Is that cool?
Well, that's incorrect.
Okay.
We would screen Beer Mug properly.
Okay.
And any other kind of K-Rock clientele or donors that,
yeah,
that we might need
listeners,
be concerned
mainly
about. But we will do that for everyone, actually.
Okay.
Each and every donor goes through a very stringent assessment process, and we certainly test each and every pint of blood, and then they get juice and cookies afterwards. So
sure,
a lot of great prizes here.
There is a list of things, Dave, that people have going on. They probably shouldn't even think about donating because the blood will likely be rejected. Right?
That is a good point. We do look for to make sure to ensure that no high risk candidates come in. For example, someone who might have a severe medical illness. Mm-hmm. That is, there's something ongoing. If someone's had hepatitis or something very severe, we want to be concerned about that. We want to ensure that the blood supply is safe. Remember that when patients receive this, any kind of recipient, sometimes they're in a difficult position. Their immune system might be compromised. All the more reason to make sure that that blood supply is in top condition and A-plus safe to be transferred and transfused.
How long after a tattoo are you able to donate blood?
Yeah, that's about a 12-month wait, or it's 1 year. And the concern with that is again, if they've gone to a site that is maybe not using clean needles or a clean environment, the concern is hepatitis sometimes there. So it has to be a 1 year wait if you've had any kind of ink work.
Ralph, what's the parking situation down like there in the old Sears building in terms of people want to get in and out this morning?
Well, that's the good news because it is a former Sears, a former department store. There's a big parking lot here, so everyone is welcome to
Great.
Come down. Parking is free if you're going to donate, so come on down. It's super easy to get to. I got here this morning in a couple minutes, so it's right off the 101. I guess the best bet is to get off on Vine and then make a left, go east on Santa Monica, 5601, and you can't miss the Sears building. It's just massive. You'll see it's all lit up when you get here because Hellbreak LA, as I mentioned, is the home of this is the home for them during the season.
Hellbreak LA, LA's newest and scariest haunted house, which opens up tonight, by the way, in that
Actually,
location.
Tonight is the media night, they told me, and then it's
okay.
open to the public tomorrow night. So.
Okay, great. And we also want to thank Smiley, the new horror film opening tomorrow in select AMC theaters at SmileyMovie.com, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and staff for helping us facilitate the blood drive, and also thanks to Honda, too. The Honda dealers are down there helping out by passing out water and cookies to the K-Rock listeners that are donating. And Ralph, one more time before we let you and Dave go, what are the prizes that you have, K-Rock prizes that you have for people stopping by today?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of CDs. As I mentioned, we've got the Dracula Kevening t-shirt, which I think is going to be the hottest item really flying out the doors. But we also have tickets for Smashing Pumpkins at the Gibson. We got Mumford & Sons at the Bowl, Deftones, Social D,
wow.
Taking Back Sunday, Tiger Army, a ton of great tickets for some great concerts. And as I mentioned, lots of CDs with K-Rock music, and we've got keychains and stickers in the t-shirt. So you will walk away with a little thank you gift if you come down here and give blood today.
I got to put in a little plug here. We've been working with you guys. We have this great partnership. This is our fifth year. I concur totally, but this t-shirt this year is off the hook. I don't know what you guys did in there, but this shirt, we have staff already.
All
walking
right.
around with Scott and stuff. This shirt is amazing.
I think so we've had Dracula Dave on too long.
Each and every blood donor will receive a All shirt, right. and we're happy to do it.
Take it easy, Dracula.
Thank you, Dave. Whatever
we're supposed to call you.
Thank you, Ralph. If you missed any of that information or have any questions, you can also call us here at Kiroko. We will hook you up. And let's get the Garmy down there, too, to meet your general today and get your picture taken and give us some blood. Thanks, you guys. It's finally here. We've been waiting a long time. The Walking Dead returns for its new season on AMC this Sunday night at 9 o'clock. I am frankly frightened that the governor is in the studio, or at least the actor who plays him, David Morrissey, joins us
here. Yeah, thank you very much.
On the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, you just say the governor, and all of a sudden it's terrifying.
Oh,
it's
good. Chilling. I'm glad to hear that. It's getting out there already, yeah.
Now, we won't see you this Sunday. You don't make an appearance till episode 3, right?
Yeah, I come in later on in the series.
However, they are going to be laying the groundwork for what the season is going to look like, and it's going to be a lot of governor. For folks who maybe don't pay attention to the mythology of The Walking Dead, give us some backstory on the governor.
Well, the governor, for me, I mean, Robert Kirkman wrote a fantastic novel called The Rise of the Governor, and that's why I read that book coming into the character. And he runs a town called Woodbury, and it's a very well-functioning town. It's an, you know, he's sort of secured it. It's, there's no walkers being able to get into the town.
All right, let me butt in right there. Is that the town that we see at the end of season 2?
No, it's not.
Okay.
You haven't seen this
town. Okay, so
yet.
That it was looked like a prison to me. I didn't know if this was
Rick's
the town.
Group moved into a prison.
Okay. All right.
And Woodbury isn't far from the prison.
Okay,
so
continue.
These two communities will meet at some point. But he runs this town, and he runs it very well. It's a town, it's quite an idyllic place in this crazy world that we live in.
But it looks like in the trailers for season 3 that the town is zombie-free.
Well, he's secured it. That's what he's done.
He's built walls around it, right?
He's really worked hard. It's like a medieval walled town. That's its template. And he's and because of that, the people inside the town have very strict rules they have to abide by because of security. And they,
In Mr. Kirkman's mythology of the governor, what's his background? How did he get to be such a badass and such a powerful dude?
Well, of course, that's always been where the two worlds collide. There's the comic world. There's the world that Robbus has created in the graphic novels and the comics. And there is the world of the TV. So, you know, I have taken a lot from Robert's world that came out of that book. I would strongly urge people to read that book. It's a great novel. And it's not a graphic novel. It's a novel that he wrote, The Rise of the Governor. And I took bits of that and then I added my own stuff because our governor is different to Robert's governor in the comic book. So, you know, he's lived in the shadow of his brother. He had a very strong elder brother. And, you know, he had to sort of live in that shadow. There's lots of sort of Freudian stuff about him that we can get into, but we haven't got time.
It seems like the governor is a bigger problem than zombies.
And that's saying something.
Well, I don't know about that. I think, you know, anybody, there's a choice you have to make in any sort of challenging situation of whether, what price survival. And survival, if you want to survive, there are certain things you're going to have to not mess around with. You're going to have to knuckle down. You're going to have security has to be everything. I don't think the rules that the governor puts down for his populace in a terrible, insecure state are that far away from some of the things we live under in this world right now. Do you know what I mean? I think the times of crisis, our leaders do tend to sort of come down on us with really heavy rules. You know?
One of the reasons, this is the voice of actor David Morrissey here on The Kevin and Bean Show. He plays the governor on The Walking Dead. Episode 1 airs this Sunday night. One of the things I love about The Walking Dead, and it works on so many levels for so many reasons, it's great, is they're starting over with a collapse of government, with people having to rise to the top. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes think, if that happened in real life, does our country have the Jeffersons and the Washingtons and the Franklins and the Adams and those people out there anymore to start again?
I'd do it.
Because
I feel like we're all just...
There would be a lot of people still stepping up for the role, but it's about whether their capability...
I just think we're all fat and lazy now. I honestly feel that we're sheep now, that we would just stand around and we'd follow anyone.
I think that's the great thing about the show is it asks all those questions. And the other thing about leadership, myself, my community, Rick for his community, is sometimes leadership isn't something that you crave. It's something that you're pushed for. You know, some men are born great, other men have greatness thrust upon them. And it's about whether they step up to the role or whether they're given the role.
And that's why Rick has been so great to see him develop and get the confidence and make hard decisions. And the thing with Shane last year was not something he in a million years ever thought that he would be able to do.
Absolutely.
But then he was forced
then
to.
Then stupid Carl stepped up and did it.
And,
it's the worst.
And also the other thing
are you
going
to kill Carl? Can you tell us that?
Are you taking a request?
Is that a spoiler?
That's a slight spoiler. That is the definition of a spoiler right there, I think.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, and also that thing of the corruption of powers.
Yes.
Know, some people want power and they have great ideals. And when they're searching for power, when they get it, that aphrodisiac that is power, that great corrupter that is power, can really change you. And so we have to be careful of that. And we play with that as well.
It's a wonderful role for an actor, right? Playing the governor.
Just great. And it's a wonderful show to be involved in. I have to say, you know, one of the things I came to the show as a fan. And, you know, I knew it had great actors in it, great storylines and writing and production values. The one thing that's been a great pleasure for me arriving in Atlanta is it has a fantastic crew.
Yeah.
I mean, the crew are unbelievable, and they love the show. They're passionate about the show.
Is The Walking Dead a big deal back home in Britain?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because, you know, Andrew is one of our great actors. You know, he's a great favorite for us. And, yeah, it's really big.
Now, do you have to do – you do a southern accent?
I do a southern accent.
Can we hear a little of that?
No, you'll have to wait for that. episode 3, I think, is what we're here to promote.
What kinds of things
are you, Naomi Campbell, wasn't it? I don't get out of bed for the rest of the time.
Right, exactly. I'm not your little trained monkey.
Yes.
What kinds of things did you do back home in movies and television? Is this will this be a role that surprised your fans in Britain?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, although I did. Interesting, because I met you guys at Comic-Con, which was a real eye-opener for me.
It was a thrill for you, wasn't it?
It was. That was the highlight, meeting you guys, I have to say. But it was quite an... People had warned me about Comic-Con, so I was like, okay. But I got there, and I didn't realize the scale of it. I didn't realize it took over the whole town.
No, it's insane. Yeah. Yeah.
It was crazy. And I had a little bit of that in the UK because I'd been in Doctor Who over there.
Sure.
So there was a sense of that, you know. But not all those people hadn't gathered in one place. You know, I sort of saw them over a year. But so Doctor Who, I did the TV version of State of Play, of which they made a movie.
Oh, yeah. You know, with Doctor Who and The Walking Dead, you'll be going to conventions for the rest of your life.
Yes,
now.
I'm hoping that. I'll be knocking on your door going, hey, can I have a coffee? I hope so. You know,
Depends on how much you scare people as the
government. Yeah, that would be it.
Maybe they'll go, let's not have that guy in.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost out of time here. David Morrissey is our guest. The Walking Dead Returns Season 3 premiere is going to be this Sunday night on AMC. What haven't we asked about that you want to get out there about Season 3 and why it's so essential that people watch?
Well, I think it's a really exciting season in the sense that I think Woodbury brings something very different to The Walking Dead. I mean, I think Rick's group is a group that we know and love, and they've been on their journey, and it changes now. They've arrived at the prison. They have different things they have to secure and different things they have to sort out with their group, but a whole other group opens up, and that's the group of Woodbury, and I think that's a very exciting prospect for the show.
I don't want to leave on a question, but why isn't everybody pregnant on that show? There's no birth control anymore, is there? No,
yeah,
you're not.
I'm not.
There's no birth control anymore, right?
I haven't read the last
couple of episodes.
Well, you know, yeah, birth control. I mean, and also the fear of pregnancy. Pregnancy is a very dangerous thing in this world, you know. I mean, because, you know, medical supplies and things are different. One of the things
zombies.
I did do...
There's the zombie
factor. Zombie, that they're out there as well.
Sure.
Yeah. But also, one of the things I did do is I read a lot about medieval history because I think The Walking Dead has that element of starting.
Totally.
Again.
Totally.
And that whole thing of the Great Plague. I read a book called The Black Death and the Transformation of the West, which is...
Sounds fun.
I would love that
actually
book.
It is wonderful because it is about the human race starting again and the fear of disease and the fear of, you know, the panic that creates.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful show. We've been talking about it, you know, for the first two seasons. You know what fan we are. I'm talking to the Kevin and Bean listeners now. And if you think it's just about zombies, you don't know what you're talking about. Believe me. That's just the starting point. Right there. David Morrissey, so great to see you again, my friend.
Pleasure to see you again.
Good luck.
See you soon, I hope.
Matt Money Smith joins us in just a few moments here on the Kevin Bean Show right after the top of the hour to explain why the Clippers moved to China, why they're playing all their games there, and why the Lakers apparently don't play anymore. At least they're not on my TV. So that'll be on the way. Also, an internet roundup for you and Muse tickets next hour. Right now, Ralph, live in Hollywood at the Drain a Vein Blood Drive going on in the old Sears building. How's the crowd, by the way, Ralph? You giving some blood?
It's great. People are lining up, which is great to see this early. We are open as of right now all the way up in through 3 o'clock p.m. this afternoon is when we'll be shutting things down here.
But I think that's great that you've promised to stay there till 3. I mean,
I will not be
going
until
above
3.
And beyond. The call of duty.
They will be taking blood here until 3 p.m.
What was that?
Is the band warming up?
Excuse me. What happened?
I don't know what that noise Someone leaned was. On the keyboard. Tons of prizes for everybody, including tickets for Smashing Pumpkins, Mumford & Sons, Deftones, Social D, Taking Back Sunday, Tiger Army, lots of CDs to give away. And, of course, everyone will get a limited edition Dracula Kevening t-shirt.
There it is.
If you give blood, which is, I'm telling you, we're going to see these things up on eBay. This is going to be the most collectible shirt we've ever made. So come on down.
Put on eBay.
To 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard near Santa Monica and Western, the old Sears building in Hollywood. And it's a great event, and it's a great way to save a life. So come on down and please
Ralph will drain your vein. That's what's happening down there today. Time for the Showbiz Beat now here on a Thursday.
We are in the Halloween season. That means all kinds of good scary stuff is happening. Not only the movie like Smiley, which is the sponsor of the Drain a Vein Blood Drive,
today, but TV-wise, we are finally going to get to see the pilot for that reboot of the Munsters TV series that we've been talking about for some time now. Brian Singer and Brian Fuller put it together. The pilot was made for NBC. $10 million was spent on it, and then they decided not to make a TV series out of it. So what do you do when you've got a $10 million project that no one will ever see? Well, if it's Halloween and monster-based like the Munsters is, Mockingbird Lane is the name of the project. They're going to air it as a Halloween special on the 26th of October.
Why aren't they making it a series, Ralph?
By all accounts, it's got some problems. I guess we'll see when we watch it on the 26th. But a great cast. Our buddy Jerry O'Connell played Herman Munster in it, and Portia de Rossi stars, and Eddie Izzard as Grandpa Munster. So it was very encouraging to see the cast they put together, but apparently not didn't turn out the way they, at least NBC, had expected. So they did not order any more episodes. But look, if it airs on television and people love it and they're demanding it, there's a slim possibility they could go back into production, but I wouldn't count on it.
Remember the new Munsters? Remember that last time they tried to reboot the series? That did not work out well for me.
Effing brutal. Can you believe the Stones have been around for 50 years? It's the Rolling Stones, of course, I'm talking about. 50 years of the Rolling Stones.
They were a band, you know, before most of us were born.
Yes.
Now, that's crazy.
And they're still one of the biggest draws on the road every year when they go on tour. They're releasing new music on the 12th of November. It's part of a three-disc 50th anniversary set, including all the hits of the Rolling Stones, and two new tracks. New music from the Rolling Stones 50 years later.
Lame.
The set is called Grr. How do you know it's lame, Kevin?
You just know it is.
You don't know it is.
You do. You know.
Let's take a listen to some new music from the Rolling Stones, and you let me know whether it's lame or not.
Just released today. This is their new single, Kevin. It's called Doom and Gloom. Sure sounds like the Stones, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me what's lame about that.
We can't hear you being over the music. No, I was wrong. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
70, by the way. He's 70. So Kevin automatically hates him and wants him to be part of some sort of a death panel.
But well, who's interested in new Stones? But that sounded good.
He's crushing it. That song rocks.
That sounded good. I was wrong.
You know what that song doesn't have? Banjo.
That's true.
You know what else doesn't have?
Never play
no, on game no one yelling hey or ho in it at any point. That's all I'm saying about that music right there. Awesome.
That was pretty good.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Michelle Trachtenberg, best known as Buffy's little sister, I guess, 27 years old today. Emily Deschanel from Bones. My Bones episode still hasn't aired, by the way. I'm starting to get nervous. I think maybe they might have just dustbinned my entire episode of Bones.
We didn't like that guy, Ralph Garman.
Let's cut out the whole episode. She is 36 years old today. Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock turns 44. Artie Lang, he was on Mad TV, worked with Stern for a while, 45 years old. Luke Perry from 90210 is 46. Michael J. Nelson from Mystery Science Theater turns 48. Joan Cusack. 50 years old today. David Morris, one of my favorite actors, is 59. And
just talked to him on the show about 10 minutes ago.
No, David Morrissey, you talked to. David Morse was on St. Elsewhere and on House and in a bunch of movies. Great actor, 59.
And he's on The Walking Dead this Sunday night.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Give it up.
And Ron Liebman, a longtime movie and TV star, played Rachel's dad on Friends. You may remember him from that. He's married to Jessica Walter, who was in Arrested Development, of course. He was the first actor I ever worked with. My first job ever was with Ron Liebman.
It's a great story. I'd like to hear more.
Well, it happened, Kevin.
Not
I was
really.
In Philadelphia,
no,
and
really.
I had just graduated from college. And I remember I was looking to get my SAG card. And
exciting
I got a
story.
Call from a casting director. He said, would you like to come down and audition for an ABC after-school special?
That's the showbiz.
And
I'm
said, of course, why not? So I went down. They were shooting in Delaware, if I remember properly, on location. And,
what's the point of this story?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walked the showbiz beat.
Got some great videos in the brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up for you next. Then we give you a chance to win your tickets to see Muse. They're playing Staples Center in January. You can win those tickets before they go on sale tomorrow at 10, and we'll hook you up with a chance to tour SpaceX with the band. Hey, Matt Money Smith is on the line from the Petros and Money Show on AM 570. Hey, Matt.
1-800-520-1067. Welcome to Clippers post game. 14-point loss for the Heat. What do you want to talk about? DeAndre Jordan's free throw woes or Chris Paul's thumb? All right, lines are open. Let's go.
Clippers did just finish a game in China.
Yeah, just finished.
Against
just
the
wrapped
Heat.
It up.
Yeah. And all the Clippers didn't play, right?
No, I mean, you know, you're going to rest guys in preseason that aren't ready, like the Lakers are with Dwight Howard and the Clippers with Chris Paul and Chauncey. And, you know, Grant Hill's like 45, so he's on a bench. You know, preseason really is to just, you know, get your basketball shape going, you know.
It's right, and see what the new guys can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. What's going on with Kobe's shoulder, by the way, before we talk about the reason we have you on?
Kobe is held together by gauze, paper mache, staples, a little bit of duct tape. I mean, look, you play 16 years as hard as he does, and there's always going to be something.
He needs, like, 3 or 4 surgeries, right, and just has put him off and put him off.
You know, I got to believe that, you know, when it's all said and done, he's going to be, and I hope this isn't the case. I hate saying this, but, you know, some of the basketball guys we get around, because they are, look, they're freaks. I mean, they're 6 foot. Kobe's 6'6" and a half. He's huge. I mean, he's going to be, I think, at 50, one of those hunched over guys.
Oh,
you know,
that's
and
sad.
It's sad to say, but I mean, man, does he take a beating?
But at least we're going to be able to watch his last 2 seasons, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, look, he is. You know, and I know it's a cliche, but it's true. I mean, he is one of the true. I don't care how I feel. I'm playing, and I will play through it, and that's just the way it is. And
he's a champion.
Not everybody can do that, you know. And basketball really is a sport where there's a lot of guys that are guilty of, just not feeling it. I'm going to sit it out.
Yeah. Kevin makes reference, as he jokes about seeing Kobe's last 2 seasons, to the fact that it is now harder to see a Los Angeles Lakers game than at any time that since we can remember. What is the deal for folks who haven't been paying attention because it's only preseason with Time Warner Cable and their new arrangement with the Los Angeles Lakers?
Yeah, they launched their channel a week ago Monday, and the only people that have it are Time Warner Cable subscribers.
Okay, so if you're not a subscriber to Time Warner as of today, you get how many Lakers games?
You'll get 28 Lakers games.
Only?
You'll get 6 on ABC. I believe it's 16 on TNT. Basically, the max an NBA team can play on national television is 28 times. Of course, the Lakers are playing the max. So you got to account for 54 games that you can only see on Time Warner.
This is different because they used to be on Channel 9 when they weren't on TNT and that whole deal. Now it's Time Warner. If you don't have Time Warner Cable, let's say you have Dish or you have DirecTV, what's the story? They have to branch out and put it on some of those, don't they?
Well, I'll put it to you like this, and I hope this doesn't get boring. Basically, with cable, and you guys know better about this than I do, I mean, we're moving to an a la carte system where you pay for the channels you want, and that's how you'll end up building your TV. That's where we're headed. Time Warner wants $3.95 a house. For people in LA.
$3.95. Now,
per month.
Let me ask you a question. That's for everybody. That's not just for people who want the Lakers.
Right.
That's for people who could care less about.
And I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, of course
you do, Lisa. I mean,
well, you're a girl.
But Laker fans will say 88 cents to watch a Laker game. I'm in. Let's go. Let's get it done. Come on, DirecTV. Yeah, come on, Fios and AT&T Uverse. I want my Lakers. And that's basically, Lisa, what they are banking on, Time Warner Cable, and their $3.5 to $5 billion, depending on who you believe, deal with the Lakers, is there will be enough people that call whoever their provider is and say, hey, if you don't get this done, I'm leaving. And they'll be pressured into putting that $4 on every single one of their subscribers.
I got to tell you, the person who I have the biggest problem with is the Lakers for cutting this deal. I think it's BS to the fans.
Well, I mean, you're a business. I mean, they're a business.
Yeah, but they also have a responsibility to fans.
No, they don't. They have zero responsibility.
Well, we know that now, don't we?
As harsh and crass as that may sound, they're a business. They do not belong to the city. They belong to Dr. Jerry Buss, and he has got a bottom line. And I mean, here's the thing: the fans can't have it both ways. The fans can, if they don't cut this deal with Time Warner. You do not have Steve Nash because they would have let that Lamar Odom trade exception expire, and it would have just been $9 million off their books.
Right.
You don't have Dwight Howard. You probably don't have Pau Gasol. he would have been traded for expiring contracts because the luxury tax penalties, and this is where it gets really financial, are going to be so punitive that they wouldn't be able to afford a $95 million payroll. You know, basically they'd be paying their, they're going to be paying, if this is the roster they had in 2 years, they would be cutting a check in luxury tax penalties to the league for about $100 million a year.
Just for the penalties?
Just for the penalty. I mean, that's how bad it's going to get in 2 years, and that's probably what fueled this deal. So
wow.
It's and you know what? And it's also good for the NBA, because if they get this deal and they're making the $250 million a year, then that $100 million, it doesn't go into the NBA's pockets. It gets cut for every single team that doesn't pay the luxury tax penalty to help lift them up so they can afford better players and the league can try to you know, to have as great a parity as possible.
Well, we've never had better parity than we do right... Oh, wait.
I'm not going to watch them so hard.
Look, I didn't watch them before.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it so much harder.
I understand your point, and I think there is, you know, some point to be made that you cannot get any of these games on terrestrial broadcasts, and L.A. is a huge market for those digital rabbit ears antennas. There's about 700,000 homes.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah, it's the largest of any city in the nation.
They also include Nevada and Hawaii in this.
Yeah. I mean,
which is weird.
Those are Laker markets. That's why they go on these barnstorming tours for the preseason, you know, and they were in Ontario last night, Fresno for their first game. They'll go to Vegas. Every other year they go to Hawaii, because those are huge Laker markets.
Let me ask you this. This is the voice of our friend Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money show on AM 570 weekday afternoons. We're talking about the Lakers and their new deal with Time Warner Cable. Let's say the Lakers are your life and you'll do anything to be able to see these games, yet you've got just Comcast right now. Is Time Warner available everywhere? Could you call Comcast and cancel no matter where you're living in the sound of my voice and get Time Warner? Or is that only available in certain communities?
No, it's only available in certain areas. But it's
got, you have to move!
It's got pretty good coverage.
You have to move!
It's got pretty... I mean, and from the Time Warner side, kind of where... I mean, you know, they have to make the deal work for them. You know, did they cut too big a deal at $395 a house per subscriber for these other spots? Probably. I mean, it's a big, big deal, and this is the number they're going to have to hit. You pay $4 for ESPN. I mean, think about that. Monday Night Football, all those college football games, all those baseball games, basketball games.
Yeah, worth it.
You pay per month $4.
Didn't know that, but worth it.
And that exactly. And the next highest priced individual channel on your subscribe, whoever your provider is that you subscribe to, is TNT, and that's $1.16. So
just to
put that in perspective, I mean, you're talking $4 for ESPN, second highest is TNT at $1.16, and Time Warner wants $3.95 from LA subscribers.
I'd be ticked if I were one of the way more people who don't watch Lakers games than do watch Lakers games if I had to suck up that extra $4 a month for everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's $4 a month, and of course, because we all freaking drink Starbucks, it is just a cup of coffee. Well, it's just a cup of coffee until the Dodgers do their deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they want $4 from a house. And that's why I said it's inevitable that, you know, people like, you know, me and you and then other people like Lisa won't have to pay for all of it in a bundle. It's going
right.
to eventually have to be.
Go a la carte.
All right, just like, $10, yeah, for giving me my signal and this, and this.
I'd just like to thank Lisa and all other non-sports fans for providing me with what I need, which is money, so that I can watch the Lakers.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Lisa.
I would say, I'm sorry, just quickly, more than anything, if I cannot stress this enough, whatever your position is, call your provider, because at the very least, if you don't want it, you're going to get scratch put back into your pocket. They'll give you like $5 a month back or something, or
really?
An extra channel. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. That's
so
a good
call
tip.
Call and complain. Do
all
it
right,
regardless.
Last question for you. And the King of Mexico wanted me to ask you this. What about all the sports bars, and there must be hundreds of them in Southern California, that have big nights when the Lakers are playing, and they don't live in a Time Warner area?
It's a great question, and the only I guess they'll tap into the internet in one of those freaking pirate sites in Brazil, and you'll just have to get buffering from time to time to watch your game.
You'll have to listen to it in Portuguese, a foreign language.
Exactly.
All right, great stuff. This is only the beginning. Are they going to get this worked out before the regular season begins, do you think, or is this going to be something we'll still be talking about at Christmas, Matt?
Look, you know, the Yankees were the first one to do it with the Yes Network, and it took a little while. I mean, there were I think a full season went by before some of those cable providers picked it up. You know,
wow.
So So Pac-12 Network still isn't on DirecTV and Dish, you know, and they launched this year. It may take a few games, but I think eventually everybody will get it done and Lisa will be all pissed off. And
all right. Well, that's our goal is to have Lisa pissed off.
That is our goal.
Petrus exactly. and Money Show airs weekday afternoons 4 to 7 on AM 570. Say hi to the P-Force. You can follow the boys at PetrusandMoney.com. Thanks, Matt.
All right, guys. Thank you.
I never understood those lyrics at all. You guys know those lyrics? Am I the only one?
I like yours.
Modest Mouse on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. Hey, you want to go see Muse at Staples Center? You can win your tickets right now and get to tour SpaceX down in Hawthorne with the band. Call at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for Muse fans who want to sing their favorite Muse song. It's Kevin Bean's Listeneroki. So you call us, you sing your favorite Muse song, one of you wins tickets to the show. 1-800-520-1067. It's Thursday morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Time for a brand new internet roundup.
Yeehaw! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
KevinandBean.com. You can see all of these videos. There are a bunch of them that we put up each day we do the Internet Roundup. The first one we're going to feature is Jean-Claude Van Damme in Mortal Kombat Bloodsport Edition. It's a video game, and okay. Jean-Claude Van Damme is kicking ass.
Johnny Cage wins Fatality.
Fatality.
Okay.
His Fatality is good. We've also got Liam Neeson. The musical, it's Neeson season.
You're on a lovely date, but then your skin begins to twitch. You're feeling suicidal, and your plane's about to crash. You must release the Kraken to avoid a deadly clash. You mustn't drop your guard, you've got a family to defend. It's practically October, when does Neeson season end? It's Neeson season.
Look, as popular as Liam Neeson is right now with Taken 2, they should put a Liam Neeson musical out there. People would go see it.
That was pretty well done, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot incredible. Longer than a lot of clips from his movies and stuff. It's fascinating. Christopher Walken sits down and reads a little Honey Boo Boo. They actually took the script from Honey Boo Boo and handed it to him.
The deer are not migrating like they should be, and nobody's hit a deer with their car.
I would rather see him than Honey Boo Boo any day, but that's not available. Screen Junkies, Honest Trailers. This is where they take a trailer, you see the actual trailer footage, but the audio has been replaced with the honest truth.
A film so forced.
This is Prometheus. Sorry, I should have said that before I actually started playing it. This is the honest trailer for Prometheus.
A film so forced. It attempts to connect the alien franchise by having someone drink a drop of black goo before impregnating the main character with a squid baby, which impregnates an engineer, which creates an alien that only kind of looks like the aliens in the real movies, even though they already showed a picture of the queen alien on a wall.
Pretty funny. Okay. Whether you like it or not, it's pretty funny.
They can make any movie, no matter how good it is, sound lame.
How to be an inconsiderate asshole.
Today I'm going to show you how to be an asshole, too. Come on, let's go. Check it out. I left just enough milk in the carton so I can put it back in the fridge without having to throw it away. You other people I live with. Hey, look. I just used the last of the toilet paper. I'm not going to replace it because I used to use the bathroom next. I just left the room without turning the light off. You environment.
Yeah. Plus, don't forget, we have... This week at Unnecessary Censorship, we put up each week, and the one that I'd like to feature, if you don't mind, is Victoria's Secret supermodel, Bar Raffaele. And she's trying to raise money for her latest venture, and I think I'm in for every penny I have.
I would like to make a sex tape. Just to be clear, this would be a tape of me having sex with some dude. We do sex in many different sex positions for at least a few hours.
This is a Kickstarter, so she's asking for your donation, which I'm glad to help with.
I know what you're thinking. Who would want to watch that? I'm not sure myself.
The tally's going way up right into the $10 million range.
But maybe a small audience might want to watch me having sex. After all, I'm really good at it.
I'll bet. I'll just bet. You can see these videos and a bunch more at Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup. Go to KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Ralph Garman is broadcasting live in Hollywood today. It's the annual Drain a Vein Blood Drive. We will tell you everything you need to know about it so that you can join him, win some great K-Rock prizes, and save a life by giving blood. First, though, we're going to give away some Muse tickets. They're coming, as you know, to the Staples Center on January the 23rd. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10. You also get to tour SpaceX with the band with a little game we like to call Listeneroki.
Listeneroki, Listeneroki. That's the game we're going to play. Listeneroki.
trying to fill some big shoes if you're trying to sing like Matt Bellamy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, he's one of the great voices in rock. Ralph, you want to help us out as we try to decide who wins the tickets here? It's really purely subjective this time around.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the X Factor. This is awesome.
All right, let's start with Maggie, who wants to sing a song. Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
What song would you like to sing?
Okay, I'm going to sing a piece of Supermassive Black Hole.
All right. Here's Maggie.
Go Raiders.
Okay. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Let's see.
Any part of it.
Yeah, okay. Do this something from the song.
Sorry.
Part of the song.
I thought I was a fool for no one. Ooh, baby, I'm a fool for you. You're the queen of the
show. Okay, listen, this phone's ringing. What am I supposed to do?
Thank you, Maggie. Hold on. You might win, but I wouldn't bet the farm on it. Let's go to line number two, please. This is going to be Maiko.
If Maggie wins, we're in for a terrible contest. The next four calls are going to have to blow. Is it Miko?
My name's
Miko. Hi, Miko.
Oh, it's not Maiko, a name that no one has.
You know what? If I win, you can call me whatever you want.
I am unfamiliar with the name. I'm so sorry. All right, what number are you going to be doing for us here?
I'm going to sing Knights of Sidonia.
All right. Is it going to be as good as Maggie's version of Supermassive Black Hole, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Here's Miko. Okay.
Here's with Maiko now.
Knights of Sidonia.
Come ride with me through the veins of history. I'll show you the god falls asleep on the job.
All right, Maiko.
Okay. All right.
Maiko, you hold on. Maggie, you can hang up.
poor Maggie.
You know, I don't pay much attention to the lyrics of Muse songs. They're pretty out there. Was that the veins of history? Is that what she sang? The veins of history?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. All right. What the hell do I know? All right. Let's go to Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Oh, Scarlet. Yeah. Mother name, I don't know.
B doesn't know any names. God. Hey, Scarlet.
Hi. How are you guys?
Welcome to Listener Oki. We haven't been blown away yet. What song are you going to do?
I'm going to do Resistance.
Resistance. Here's Scarlet.
Yes.
Now.
Okay. It could be wrong, could be wrong. It could never be right. It could be wrong, could never be right. Love is a resistance.
All right. Hold on.
Scarlett, you know you're just saying the words. You're not singing, right? You're aware.
She was singing.
Don't be mean. Kyle is up next on line four. Kyle, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're playing Listener Oki. What's your Muse song?
My song is going to be Starlight.
All right. Game's wide open. Good luck.
Hey, thanks. Far away, this ship is taking me far away from the memories of the people who care if I live or die.
Okay, all right. Wow. Thank you. It's got a little touch of the retarded policeman if he were singing, but thank you.
Come on, he's the best we've had so far.
He is, I agree.
Margarito is up next on line five. Hey, Margarito.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Sorry, I wasn't expecting a dude. All right, yeah. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to be singing Uprising.
Uprising.
All yeah. Right. All right. Interchanging mind control. Come let the revolution take its soul. If you could flip a switch and open your third eye, you'd see that we should never be afraid to die. Rise up and take the power back. You know it's on those fat cats had a
heart attack. You know that. All right. What do you guys think about Margarito?
I'm impressed, actually.
He's got vibrato.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Definitely entertaining. All right. How about let's try Amy real quick. Let's squeeze in Amy on line six, please. All right. Now the competition's Hi. Heating up a little bit. We got a game. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
You scared off by Margarito?
No, not at all.
All right. What song are you going to do?
Time is Running Out.
Time is Running Out by Amy. Here we go.
Bury it. I won't let you bury it. I won't let you smother it. I won't let you murder it. Our time is running out.
Kind of like her.
Beans Thank
in
you,
a
Amy.
Rush. Beans in a rush to get to the next one.
Let's go to Henry real quick. Well, we're running out of time. I'm just waiting for that one just to slay us.
All right, Henry. Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
What song are you gonna do? Slay us.
I'm gonna sing Madness. Hopefully, it'll really showcase my pipes. So
okay, good luck. Right. Good luck to you and your pipes.
here we go. I have finally
seemed alive.
Thanks for calling.
Those pipes are rusty.
All right, guys, we've got some decisions.
You need to be repiped.
Thank you, Henry. We appreciate that. You guys like Amy a little bit with the time is running out. We had Margarito with the bravado doing his uprising. Kyle, at the time, you thought was very good. He did Starlight Ralph. Then we had Scarlet with Resistance. Maiko did Knights of Sidonia. And then, of course, we started off with Maggie with Supermassive Black Hole. Who do you guys like?
I think Margarito brought it.
Me too.
He was most dedicated, I think.
I kind of agree with you, yeah.
And his name is Margarito. What are you going to do? Margarito, congratulations.
Thanks.
You got tickets to see Muse, and you're going to go to SpaceX. Thanks for playing the game.
Listen to Rocky. Listen to Rocky. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Rocky. Listen to Rocky. You suck, then we're lame.
Ralph Garman is on location today at a place where you can come down and meet him, win valuable K-Rock prizes, and do a good deed. It's the annual blood drive from K-Rock. This time, this theme this year is Drain a Vein. What are the details, Ralph, for folks who want to join you?
I am down here at the old historic Sears building in Hollywood, which is at 5601, 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard. You want to shout out? You want to? That's the crowd. We got people lined up waiting to give blood this morning.
That's
which
nice.
Is awesome.
Thank you,
awesome
guys.
At this time in the morning. Thanks so much for coming down. It is this building is the home of Hellbreak LA, which is LA's newest and scariest haunted mansion for the holiday season. And I took a little tour through this place, by the way, and it's scary. And it's not even open yet, and it's scary. There's like a prison, and there's like a scary church going on, and just bad things. Bad things are going on here. Thanks to people at Smiley who are sponsoring it and making it all possible, and the people at Cedar Sinai who are coming down here taking the blood. We'll be doing this until 3 p.m., and everyone is welcome. We've got a ton of K-Rock prizes as well for everyone who comes down. We've got concert tickets and T-shirts featuring Dracula Kevening, and we've got CDs. And people come down now while I'm here have the extra added pleasure of sitting here and watching me eat a bagel.
All right.
Commercial. So you got that going on.
Woohoo!
While we're talking about scary movies like Smiley, how about Paranormal Activity 4 that comes out later this month? We've got a special K-Rock advanced screening happening on Thursday, October the 18th. If you'd like to go, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through, we'll get a pair of tickets to the K-Rock Advanced Screening of Paranormal Activity 4. And you'll also get access to take a tour through the Blum House of Horrors, another one of L.A.'s most haunted locations. So you can check that out right now, 1-800-520-1067. You know, it's even scarier than any of those mansions.
What?
The fact that Justin Bieber had personal footage stolen from his computer. It's true. He and his manager apparently had... No, they're not together in the video. People laughing here thinking he and his manager are getting nasty. No, they both had their laptop stolen.
Uh-oh.
And Bieber was complaining that personal footage from his computer was on there that was stolen.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
And I would like to point out that this happened in Tacoma, Washington, near my home.
Yes.
I was not in attendance at the concert. I did not steal
Dean
the laptop.
Dean was so excited this morning off the air. Hey, did you guys see the story about Justin Bieber being naked?
Look at my new footage I have. I just acquired from somebody that wasn't Justin Bieber. He said with his pants down around his ankles.
How dare you?
The minute that he tweeted, by the way, that someone had stolen footage from his laptop, there were nude photos of Justin Bieber that surfaced on the internet.
Bean's got all those.
Now, here's the thing. They have been broken down by several sites like Gawker.com and others that said it just doesn't match up. Apparently, Bieber's belly button in the photos doesn't match his belly button in other photos.
That was on my site, BeanLikesToStayCurrent.com.
Yeah, only Bean has the binoculars out looking at Bieber's belly button. But there's some other discrepancies, including some tattoos and things which didn't match. So it looked like the photos were faked or photoshopped. So we haven't seen any of this stolen footage or these photos from the laptop yet. But people are still holding out hope. Like Bean is just sitting there with a box of tissues and a jar of lotion just waiting for him to happen.
By the way, you mock, but you all...
Yes, I do mock.
You all should be rooting for a Justin Bieber sex tape. Justin Bieber sex tape equals Selena Gomez sex tape, you guys.
No, it doesn't. It equals Zac Efron sex tape. That's what it equals. I don't want to see Bieber and his boyfriend lathering each other up with maple syrup, whatever they do in Canada. I don't want to see it.
This is what Bean said earlier this morning when he heard it.
Yes. And then 20 minutes later, he said that all over again. Honey Boo Boo needs to clean up her act, and apparently she's not alone. America's first family, the Honey Boo Boo family, according to Star Magazine, recently had a bit of a problem with lice.
Yeah,
turns out the entire family had head lice.
That is a
least
nasty
surprising story ever.
Yeah, that's nasty.
So June had to go around and treat the whole family for their head lice and then send them right back to school. June, by the way, who is, along with being extremely overweight, is legally blind. Did you know that?
No,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's got that going for her and hasn't held a job in 8 years. So she's got so much going for her.
Wow.
I can see why Yogi Bear or whatever bear
Sugar
she's
Bear.
Dating, Sugar Bear, wants to hang out with her because she offers it all. She's got head lice. She's got head lice. She's blind.
Obese.
She's obese, and she hasn't held down a job in 8 years. She's the woman who has everything.
And she has forklift foot.
Yeah.
And she's a 33-year-old grandmother.
And
she's 33?
Yeah, she's 33.
Unbelievable.
33-year-old grandmother,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And good geek news. It looks like we have a new Mary Jane Watson. Apparently, Shailene Woodley from Secret Life of the American Teenager, which has just been canceled, is now in talks to play Mary Jane Watson in the upcoming Spider-Man 2 sequel.
All right.
Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone are already coming back for the sequel. And good news, fellas, you'll be excited to hear. Electro is rumored to be one of the villains.
Oh, he or she is awesome.
Electro.
They do great work, Electro.
Electro is one of the great Spider-Man villains of all time.
Right. Electro was an electric car that Ed Begley Jr. drives in the sequel,
Electro,
right?
No, Electro's a supervillain, has the power of electricity at his fingertips.
Oh, dude, lame.
Power of electricity is pretty cool. If you can harness electricity,
that's
I think
you're
in pretty
good
shape.
Thank you.
Are you guys arguing with Cartman? Is that what's happening here?
Today's celebrity birthdays, Michelle Trachtenberg from Buffy is 27 years old today. Emily Deschanel from Bones turns 36. Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock is 44 years old. No bell for Jane Krakowski?
I don't think so. What do you guys think?
I'm a no on that.
Really? I think she's adorable.
Very talented, but not exactly hot.
Luke Perry's 46. No bell for Luke Perry?
No, he's older.
Michael J. Nelson from Mystery Science Theater 3000 is 48. Joan Cusack turns 50 today. Actor David Morse is 59. And actor Ron Liebman turns 75 years old today. They all have birthdays today. October the 11th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Keep listening for more Muse tickets here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, Dr. Drew joins us in about a half an hour. Right now, entering our studio, one and a half men, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here.
Yes. Yeah. One and a half men.
The very popular About Last Night podcast, available on the GoCast Network.
Adam, I don't think Bean should call you a half of a man.
I appreciate that. I was bar mitzvahed 12 years ago. I feel like that gives me the license to now say I'm a full man.
Good.
Hey, Brad Williams. How are you, my friend?
Hi. Today I come bearing gifts. I come bearing a Jew.
Yeah. Well, do we get to keep him?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I didn't realize that.
Well,
that's great.
I mean,
news.
I know you guys are trying to fire a beer mug, and I figure I'll bring a Jew to replace him.
Done. Done. You know? Consider your offer accepted.
Absolutely. And happy Dwarfism Awareness Month, everybody.
Yeah, you were on with Dr. Drew talking about that.
I was, everyone's like, happy Dwarfism Awareness Month. I'm like, it's crap. Why did we choose October?
Well, you do get overshadowed by boobs.
Right. I mean, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yeah. If people have the choice between saving a dwarf and saving boobs, it's like, screw you, midget. I want some hands.
How many times have you been ousted by a pair of boobs?
Every day of my life.
Jesus.
Every day of my life. It's terrible. It's also like the football season. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
So if like dwarves have a parade, people just think it's a costume contest.
Sure.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It's a bad month. How do they pick? Can you move it?
I would love to go.
Aren't you the king of midgets?
I am the king of midgets.
Sing the song.
We should go to February. It's the shortest month of the damn year.
That's right.
Oh, see, good. Ah. Excellent.
I think Brad's just angry because I think during Midget Awareness Month, if you see a midget, you're supposed to pet his head and give him an ice cream cone.
Oh.
And that's only happened twice.
I know. Mm. Where's my ice cream? I want Chunky Monkey.
They need to get that word out there more. Now, listen, Brad, we've been lucky enough to be friends with for, what, about 3 years now or something like that coming up here. We've never met Adam before.
Yeah.
You are also a stand-up comedian.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
And active. One of those guys who has one of those sites on the internet that draws a lot of traffic.
Yes,
right?
I've got sexymidget.com.
Sexymidget.com.
Yeah, and it gets a lot of hits, mostly by Brad and my stepdad. Yeah.
Wait, Brad is your stepdad?
A lot of secrets are going to be revealed on today's show.
How did you two hook up to do a podcast together?
That is a great question.
Well, we went to college together. We both were at USC.
Yeah, I got a degree in theater, which is working out great.
Yeah.
Probably should have majored in magic.
That's going well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was in communication and then dropped out because stand-up comedy is a much more stable career.
Wow, that hurts.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, we met, we started doing comedy shows there. We've been friends for a while, and as soon as I was approached to do a podcast, I thought who would be a great partner. And
we've been on the road a whole bunch, and just, you know, so many stories that we end up retelling like afterwards, right. And it was just a natural kind of like banter and flow of conversation.
Yeah, that, and I need someone to keep the books, and you know, Jews are good at that. So
sure. Plus, I told myself when I got to LA, I was like, I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to have a website, and I'm going to become best friends with a midget. And I had done two out of the three.
You're well on your way.
Yeah, yeah.
You're 66% of the way there.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good luck. And the podcast has just taken off, Brad. I know from your Twitter that for whatever reason, people are discovering it, sharing the word, and you're like way up even from where you were a few months ago.
Oh, right? It's the biggest thing in Belgium right now.
Is it? So, yeah, you guys rule Belgium. You're huge in Belgium. Free chocolate everyone for life for a midget. That is amazing.
Everyone over there is just, we love Brad. It's great. That's my best Belgium accent. But something in that vein, they say.
All right. Yeah, this weekend, you can actually see us. We're doing shows at the Lovitz this weekend. Tonight, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Tonight, the show is at 9. Friday and Saturday shows are at 10. And if you want to go for 2-for-1 tickets, you can tweet.
I'm about to feel a deal coming on.
Yeah!
Sell it, Brad!
Wait!
He is sitting next
more.
To a Jew. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. If you want 2-for-1 tickets, please tweet me at FunnyBrad or Adam. At Adam Ray Comedy with the hashtag midget please. Go midget please. If we see that hashtag,
watch your language.
We will give you 2-for-1 tickets.
Beware of the midgets. Yeah. They're taking over the world.
We need that
please
drop.
Tell me that soundbite is you from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I don't believe so. I'm sorry. I don't believe so. All right, so they tweet you at FunnyBrad or at Adam Ray Comedy. Just right. Put midget please as the hashtag, and they'll get 2-for-1 tickets to come see you at the Lovitz. Now, that's just for tonight?
That's for any one of the shows.
For anyone, Thursday, okay. Friday, or
but
Saturday. Great.
Everyone knows Thursday night is the best night.
You guys really bring it out.
We really yeah, just yeah. come with it on Thursday.
Or is it Friday and Saturday? You're a little hungover.
Well, Friday, TGIF is on. Sure. And so I got other things on my mind. Sure, trying to figure out that. If, you know, Corey and Topanga are going to get back together.
What year is this?
1994.
All right, we need to take a break. Brad Williams, Adam Ray are here. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Brad Williams in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, along with his podcast partner from the About Last Night podcast, Adam Ray. His site is adamraytv.com.
You
on
got
Twitter
it.
At Adam Ray Comedy. What kinds of you got some videos up there that have literally millions of views. What kind of stuff have you been doing, Adam?
You know, I mean, I started off doing videos of just Brad juggling scarves. And
all right.
And
huge those, hit. Huge, massive hit.
Of course.
And by hit, he means literally one hit. Yeah. Brad watched it and was like, you got to take this down. I didn't approve those jean shorts. But no, I do a lot of sketches, some topical, a lot of just one-offs. I mean, I've got one where I did a fake lottery ticket where I took footage of America's Funniest Home Videos where they set up a clip of somebody getting a fake lottery ticket. And, you know, usually in all those clips, people, you know, they freak out. They think they won. And then their family goes, oh, you didn't win. And the person's like, oh, good gag. I guess I'm an idiot.
Right.
So I basically set that up with the clip from the show, but then had me play the guy who got the ticket. And then when the friend – but when I find out that I win – I lose it, and I end up just going crazy on my wife. I end up just calling my boss and quitting him and cursing him out on the phone. And everyone's like, whoa, whoa, Adam, hey. And I'm like, no, screw you and another thing. And guess what? I'm cheating on you, baby, with your sister. And he just goes off in this huge rant, and she starts crying. And he's like, I pinch you in your sleep. I hate you. Your food sucks. And then at the very end, they're like, dude. And she's like, it's a fake ticket. And then there's just this awkward silence, and he's looking to the camera for me. And then it cuts back to Tom Bergeron. He's like, good night, everybody. And that got, you know, several hundred thousand. But it's – and I would get messages from people, too, that were like, I don't remember this from the show. This is a great clip.
Why didn't they use it?
Yeah, yeah.
I know a bunch of your videos have ended up on, you know, Funny or Die and places like that. But AdamRayTV.com is the website if you want to keep up with that. And BradWilliamsComedy.com is Brad's website. What was the tip we got from a Kevin and Bean listener, Kevin, that we needed to bring up with Adam?
Tweeted us first thing this morning, happy you're having Adam on. Ask him about getting puked on at a theme park.
What?
Whoa.
I guess when you worked at a theme park?
Well, I spent, 6-7 years at Universal Studios playing, I was a backlot tour guide, and then I played Wolverine. So I was... living the dream.
Sure.
And,
you're calling your mom going, I'm acting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like, that's not what I thought you were planning on, but okay. Yeah, but then I hosted the Fear Factor live show there when they had their that at one point. Which, yeah, you're saying that like, oh, that sounds like it was just like the real show. Not exactly. The stunts were much less dangerous, but it was our job to make people think they were crazy in front of 1,500 people. And so I think the story that he's referring to is there's still a concoction milkshake that the contestants would have to drink.
Oh, no.
And, you know, they advertise as like, you know, it's, you know, crocodile urine and, you know, old milk and, you know, beaver, you know,
right.
stuff, you know right. yeah, fill in the blank with other disgusting juices. And and so these people would drink it. And at one point I got the mic on. I'm looking out the crowd. I'm like, come on, everybody. Like, you know, just trying to pump everybody. Like, cheer on Brian. Doesn't he want to drink this beaver urine, you know. And everyone's like, what? And then I turned to the
How
dude.
Was everyone like?
Yeah. Wait, what's going on? and so then I turned to the dude, and literally it's like we turn at the same time, like slow motion, like in a romantic comedy when they turn to each other and they're going to kiss. But instead of the kiss, he projectile vomits on me.
Oh, sweet.
To which I say, with all, you know, I think good reason, F-bomb, 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 F-bomb. What the F-bomb? You just F-bomb puked on me. F-bomb.
Was that your last day?
Yeah. That was crowd, I think, the show.
The crowd went crazy.
The crowd
then
went nuts.
Tom Bergeron walked out and says, good night, everybody.
Oh, God. So, yeah,
that's
that
awesome.
Was. But, and then my boss was just, he gave me such a, he's like, how could you say the F bomb? There's kids out there.
Of course.
I was like, yo,
he puked on.
He projectile vomit. What do you want me to say? Like, oh, that's all you got? Bring it on. Like, I think that was a pretty decent call on my part.
I love hearing the stories, and every actor has them, of the jobs that they took that were showbiz adjacent because they were trying to get into the business. I mean, look, that wasn't your goal, a job like that, but at least it got you in front of people. It got you being an entertainer. Who knew you used the F-bomb?
Show me how powerful it was in front of children.
And he was working at a theme park, so it got him used to working with midgets. And then I came in, and he was like, I'm very comfortable with this.
Prepared you for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what were your showbiz adjacent jobs, Brad, before you made it? Because you kind of made it on Mencia. That was kind of the big, that was the breakthrough for you, right?
Right. But before that, I was actually working at Disneyland. And
you
so,
were?
Yeah, so we both worked theme park. No, I wasn't one of the seven. Shut up.
Come on.
No,
you can't get mad about that question.
Well, my actual job at Disneyland is probably more absurd. I was a bodyguard for the characters.
But all the kids thought you were the character.
Right. Like, they would come up going, sir, can I have your autograph? It's like, Mickey is right there.
Dude, if you're trumping Mickey with the popularity, like...
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm their height. So, like, and the reason why they hired me is because if a 20-year-old guy takes out a 5-year-old who's harassing Mickey, it's harassment, it's a lawsuit. If a midget does it, it's just good, clean fun.
All right.
That's a YouTube video, you know what I'm saying?
And that's also proof that...
Beware of the midgets.
Oh, my God.
Over the world.
I want that soundbite.
You can have it. I throw a mean forearm shiver. You have no idea. Granted, it hits you in the kneecap, but it takes you down.
That's a rough place to get
you
a shiv.
Down, sir! It's Brad.
Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here in studio. You can see him on stage tonight at the Lovitz Theater at Universal. That's tonight at 9 o'clock and then Friday and Saturday at 10 o'clock. Tickets are available, by the way, through thelovitz.com. Just $20. Repeat your offer if people want to tweet you and get in 2-for-1.
Or you could tweet me, at FunnyBrad, or tweet Adam, at AdamRayComedy, hashtag MidgetPlease. If we see MidgetPlease and your name, we will get you 2-for-1 tickets to whatever show you want. Thursday night's the best night. Just saying.
Or tweet me, at FunnyTonyDanza.
I've also got
a couple promotional deals.
Wherever I go, Tony Danza interrupts me.
Well, I'm a big fan of your comedy, Brad. I'm also a big fan of your height.
Oh, crap. I thought I could get away from him. He calls in like every podcast.
I'll bet.
Every podcast, interrupting Tony Danza.
Every podcast that Adam's there.
Well, actually one where he wasn't.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he called
Still
in.
Still called. Fantastic.
Stupid interrupting what, Tony Danza.
Before we say goodbye, what day? It's Mondays, the new About Last Nights go up, right?
We do it live on Mondays, but then it goes up on iTunes on either Tuesday or Wednesday. So just search About Last Night, and you can get the podcast there.
Great to have both you guys in today.
Thanks so much for stopping by. It's a blast.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. We're going to check back in with Ralph Garman at the Drain a Vein Blood Drive going on in Hollywood in about 10 minutes or so. Brought to us by Smiley, which looks very scary, coming out everywhere tomorrow. And we'll have the star of that film, Shane Dawson, in next hour on The Kevin Bean Show as well. Hey, Dr. Drew Pinsky, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Doing great. We have a thing we want to talk to you about, but first, do you mind if I ask you a question about Rehab airing Sunday nights at 8 on VH1?
You bet. Thank you for watching.
Oh, it's so great. Lisa and I were just talking about it off the air.
Just Lisa and you?
I was talking about it too, Dr. Drew. I know Cinnamon. I know all about her and her mom.
That's what we wanted to talk to you about. So Cinnamon, this woman who barely has been sober a day in her entire life, is now in your program in Pasadena. She's about 5 days removed from drinking 40 beers a night. She calls home to mom and she says, hey, it's going really well. I'm hanging in there, but I may have to stay a little bit longer than the 3 week program because I think I want to go into sober house after rehab so that I stay clean.
Which Dr. Drew is a key to that, right?
Oh, yeah. Most of the people are still in treatment now. We did all that 6 months ago. So, yeah, and they believe me, they've needed every minute of it.
What was the reaction from her mom on the other end of the phone, Drew?
This is going to be great. I don't watch the show, and I also don't know what goes on except when I'm right there with the patient.
Oh, okay. You should then.
She didn't tell you?
She did tell me. She told me she got a lot of grief from her mom and her husband to just get home. Her mom said,
listen, Cinnamon, you've got a husband, you've got a kid, 3 weeks is long enough, you get home as soon as possible or you're going to lose them. And she's like, look, I'm trying to set myself up for the future here, I'm trying to make the right choices so that I'm healthy for the rest of my life. And she's like, hurry, come back now.
I wish that were an unusual reaction from family members.
That's usual?
You can't imagine how people undermine the care of patients. It's just unbelievable. They first of all, they just assume that it's their problem. It's a weakness. Then they think, well, 3 weeks is plenty. You should be done by now. You should be fixed. And then finally, it's like they sort of do all kinds of things to keep the person sick. It's really uncanny. They don't realize that's what they're doing. But on many levels, that's really what's going on. And it's just so awful. The most common thing I get, this is the one I love, which is people come in and go, oh, my son, he's so sick. I've done everything. I'll do everything. Tell me what to do. I'll do anything. I said, well, listen, everything you've done has kept him sick, made him sick, kept him the way he is. So you've done everything wrong. So stop all that. And here's what you need to do. Go to this program called Al-Anon every night and get a sponsor. Okay, well, now what do I need to do? I won't do that. What else can I do? Just not that. I mean, anything else. I'll do anything. And I said, just the one thing. Just the one thing. It's all I want you to do. And they don't do it. It's uncanny. That's the one thing that will make a difference in the long run.
Do you think the families of these people don't understand the disease that they have?
They don't. They deeply don't understand. And even with all the conversation about it in the public and the media these days, people, when you're in, listen, it's a disease that it sucks everybody in, so you really don't see how you're participating with it. That's why it's so cunning. If you notice, when I see patients, I always try to bring somebody in with me because I'll get sucked in too. It's just such a powerful condition, and it's so interpersonal. Wow. And the addicts don't really know they're doing it, but you just become part of the dance. And unless you've got somebody, I call it the golden thread or Ariadne's cord, to pull you out, you'll go down. The plant in the Little Shop of Horror is a perfect model for addiction. You go in the room with the plant, you're going in the plant.
And I can't help but notice when I'm watching you on VH1 on this rehab show Sunday nights, you're so buff this season. Did you have to buy all new shirts, Dr. Drew?
No, I'm fat.
Yeah, that's what you are, is fat. All right, let me ask you one more question about this because clearly we're not going to have time to get to the other thing we were going to talk about, but I'm so fascinated with this. And Lisa had a great question off the air. You've got another guy, I don't remember his name, who is – by all accounts, a model teenager. He's a guy who is very popular in school, popular in
Michael.
Sports.
Good family.
Michael.
Good family. He talks about, I mean, it seems like he's the least likely guy to ever fall into the traps of addiction. How much of it can you put at the feet of the family? And how often does it happen that a quote-unquote good kid just gets lost through no fault of the parents?
So the most common circumstance in which you're used to hearing about and seeing on the shows that we do are people that have severe childhood trauma.
Right.
And that's definitely what puts sort of rocket fuel behind addiction. That's what makes somebody sick enough to need to see me.
It seems like 90% of the people.
Well, certainly that I treat.
Okay.
Because you got a bad addiction to get to me.
Okay.
I treat pretty, people with real tough problems. But very often, and Michael's a good example of this, it's some kid that just breaks his knee in eighth grade and gets put on opiates, and then all of a sudden we see him pursuing drugs. People miss it. They blink.
Right.
He starts getting pills on the street, and the pills are too costly, and he graduates over to heroin. That happens a lot these days. You'd be stunned how often. And what we end up telling Michael, and this is Bob and my opinions about him, Bob the guy with the hat and the glasses,
sure,
is these are the kids that die. because the parents keep them in, you know, give them a place to live. They never go out, they never hit the bottom, they never have consequences, and they're the ones that when the parents walk in the room to get them out for school, they're just dead. They're lying in the room dead.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And they're extremely dangerous population because they haven't suffered the consequence. They do get away with so much. And Drew is the similar story. He's sort of further down the line. Drew be the kid from Florida with the parents that are so involved with him. Mm-hmm. Those were the two that we felt were the most dangerous cases because there's so much to keep them from needing or capitulating to treatment. But I will tell you now, they're both active in treatment and doing great. They really are.
So
Drew is amazing right now, just amazing.
It's not uncommon to have middle-class parents, maybe even upper-class parents, who just have blinders on and don't even see it as a possibility that my kid's getting involved in this, and therefore they're not aware of the signs and they're not cutting it off early.
Not my kid is something I hear all the time. All the time. It's the most dangerous thing a parent can say. And in this day and age, with all the pills, it's the pills that are bringing it on so early and bringing it on so
pills
fiercely.
Given by doctors most of the time. Let's start it.
Often started by that, but actually the most common thing is plucked out of the medicine cabinet, given by doctors to the parents, plucked out of the medicine cabinet, but yes, often prescribed appropriately, so to speak, and then they take off with it.
Well, for all these years you've been doing the rehab shows on VH1 and all the years I've heard you on Loveline, it's amazing that I'm still learning stuff by tuning in. It is great television. Rehab Sunday nights at 8 on VH1. Dr. Drew airs weeknights at 9 on HLN. And Loveline, of course, Sunday through Thursday at 10 p.m. right here on K-Rock. Thanks, Doc.
Very slow as you come up from, it looks like Alondra Boulevard, and that'll take you into the East LA Interchange. The Golden State southbound, slowing up right at the 170 split into the downtown area.
You literally mentioned every step of every mile of road in this city.
Well, they're literally all terrible.
Oh, wow.
This October, join Panera Bread in fighting 11 years of fighting breast cancer with the purchase of a pink ribbon bagel. In recognition of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, participating Greater Los Angeles Panera Bread Bakery Cafes will donate a portion of proceeds to local breast cancer charities for each pink ribbon bagel sold. I'm Lisa May. I can't do it. I don't know why. I just cannot. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Lisa does not pre-read the copy. That's
I
one
do.
Thing I did.
This, one, I, did. This is the one I screwed up earlier.
Yeah.
K-Rock's
Strain of Vein Blood Drive is happening today through 3 p.m. at L.A.'s newest and scariest haunted house, Hellbreak L.A., 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard in the old historic Sears Building in Hollywood. Ralph Garman is on location. Are the K-Rock prizes and T-shirts holding out for people who stop by to give blood?
It is. We've got a huge crowd early, which we usually don't see when we do the blood drive each and every year. So that's a good sign. A lot of people are here.
That's
awesome. The waiting room is full. There's a line out the door waiting for people to get into the waiting room area before they get back to start giving blood. So there's a lot of people lined up. So if you're going to give, give yourself some time to get down here because it will take you a little bit of time to get through the process and give the blood. But it's great that so many people are showing up so early, which is awesome.
I love that free parking there, too. I think that makes it a lot easier for people, too.
Absolutely. People have been coming down. I believe it's the Kevening Dracula T-shirts, really, that is driving people to the location.
Shut up, people.
That's what everybody wants here.
You tell those people to shut up.
Although one gentleman was very kind. He came down and he said he would give all of his blood if we fire beer mug.
He would give his life for that?
He would. He said, you can have it all. He said, give as much blood as you need as long as beer mug goes. And
wow.
I said, that is quite a contribution, sir. We appreciate that. So thanks to everyone who came down, as being mentioned. Thanks to the movie Smiley, which is in theaters tomorrow, which made it all possible, and the people at Cedar Sinai who are working so hard to pull the blood. And it's a great event, so we really appreciate it. Let's get to some showbiz news. Justin Bieber nude.
Nope.
Not just
nope.
Bean's greatest fantasy, but apparently nude pictures of Justin Bieber are on the internet this week, which started because he said he had his laptop stolen while he was in Tacoma, Washington. They took his laptop, his manager's laptop, and he tweeted about the fact that some personal footage, photos and video were on that laptop, and he's concerned that someone would disrespect someone else's property like that and steal it. So immediately we saw photos go up online. They have since, however, been debunked. Apparently those, under closer examination, they don't seem to be real photos of Justin. But
what if this is where the other Hulk Hogan sex tape is going to surface?
Oh, it'd be the greatest thing ever.
With Justin Bieber?
With Justin Bieber, Bieber just being a spinner on the Hulkster would be the greatest thing ever. Looking forward to that. More celebrities with problems. More details about the Lindsay Lohan, Dina Lohan battle in the back of the limo yesterday morning. Authorities were called to the family home in Long Island, New York. Lindsay hysterically calling her father, saying that her and her mom had a physical altercation over the fact that Lindsay lent Dean alone $40,000 to halt foreclosure on her home. Lindsay asked for the money back, reportedly. That's when the battle started. Lindsay claimed that Dina and the driver were essentially kidnapping her because they wouldn't let her out. There was a fight. Lindsay ended up with a cut on her leg.
I sort of have a boner.
Because of a broken diamond bracelet that caused the cut. You know, you had rich man's problems when you get cuts from diamonds. She also says her mom was high on cocaine, which everyone in the world believes.
But doesn't everyone believe maybe they both were?
I don't know. Lindsay, by all accounts, has been clean, at least when it comes to drugs, because of her probation. That's what they say. She's still drinking, but she's not doing drugs anymore. The phone call, by the way, was obtained by TMZ.com. If you want to hear the audio, you can go over there and check it out for yourself. It's very entertaining. First TV series of the fall season has been canceled. CBS announces they are canceling Made in Jersey.
That was on the air?
Drama of a female lawyer from Jersey. After just two episodes, it has been pulled. We should have an office pool on the next show that's going to get canned.
I like it.
I'm thinking The Submarine.
The Submarine
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last Resort, that's a good show.
Which some people like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good show.
It's not doing so well. We'll have to wait and see. Interesting casting news for the movies. Shailene Woodley, who starred into The Secret Life of an American Teenager until recently. It was just canceled this week. She apparently now talks to play Mary Jane Watson in the upcoming Spider-Man 2 sequel with Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. I was very excited this morning as I announced it looked like Electro was going to be the villain in that movie.
Electro!
Oh, Electro.
Oh.
He's got the best mask in the world. Looks like giant lightning bolts are coming out of his head. Come on. That's awesome, right?
Sure.
Julianne Moore has just been added to the cast of a Liam Neeson thriller called Nonstop. In the film, Neeson
plays... Nonstop? Is that what it's called?
No, just Nonstop.
Okay.
Neeson plays an air marshal aboard a plane. He's sitting there and suddenly he starts receiving instant messages threatening the lives of the passengers, which I say, you should have your phone in the off position, sir, while we're in flight. I don't understand why you're getting IMs. But now, Julianne will play Liam's girlfriend, a feisty passenger who's good with electronics. And she gets taken.
You will be taken
to the back of the plane.
I don't think so.
And more casting news. Interesting film about John DuPont, who was one of the heirs to the legendary DuPont Chemical fortune. He lost his mind. He started his own wrestling training facility at his home in Pennsylvania.
And was it like WWE or UFC?
No, it was like amateur, regular Greco-Roman wrestling, like Olympic wrestling.
All right.
He was obsessed with wrestling, and so he developed this high-end facility where a lot of trainers would come and work out. And he increasingly got more and more psychotic. He used to believe that bugs lived inside of his body, and he was getting messages from aliens. Ended up killing a former Olympic wrestler named Dave Schultz.
Wow.
Mark Ruffalo will play the wrestler in it. I think Steve Carell has just joined the cast. Anthony Michael Hall, Mark Ruffalo, Channing Tatum, Sienna Miller also in the cast. This is a fascinating story. It should make a really good movie, so... Good lineup. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Michelle Trachtenberg, baby sister of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 27 years old today. Emily Deschanel of Bones is 36. Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock is 44 years old today. You guys watching 30 Rock since it came back?
No.
I saw the first one. I saw the first one.
Taping, not watching yet.
Very funny. Right. And I'm so sad that show's going away.
I am too, and I'm even sadder that the ratings are lower than they've ever been for that show. Like, why aren't people watching 30 Rock? It's one of the funniest shows on the air.
A lot of times when a show announces they're going off the air,
People
say, oh, okay, well, you know, I won't invest any more time in that because they're going to be leaving me soon, so they go on to other programs. It happens a lot when you know a show is going to be ending. So, in fact, Community, who announced they're in their final season as well, NBC pushed them back later in the year. We'll have to wait to see episodes because, you know... They're trying to build the next hit.
Wow. Yeah,
so,
right.
Happens a lot. Artie Lang from Mad TV and Stern is 45 years old. Luke Perry from 90210 is 46. Michael J. Nelson, one of the hosts of Mystery Science Theater 3000, still one of my favorite shows. He is 48 years old. Joan Cusack of the Acting Cusacks, her brother, of course, John. She is 50 years old today. David Morse is 49 years old. And actor Ron Liebman celebrates his 75th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
If you want to meet Ralph Garman, you've got about 45 more minutes or so. He is down at the K-Rock Drain, a Vein Blood Drive, happening at L.A.'s newest and scariest haunted house, Hellbreak L.A., 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard, in the old historic Sears building in Hollywood, courtesy of our friends at Smiley, ladies and gentlemen, a movie that opens at AMC Theaters tomorrow, and the star of the film, Shane Dawson, in the studio with us right now. Hey, Shane.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Oh, good. Excited. Well, nervous.
Why aren't you down in Hollywood giving blood right now, you a-hole?
I think we made him come here, Bean.
Oh, we made him come here. It was our choice. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. I withdraw the a-hole remark.
It's I'm bleeding. It's fine. I have open wounds.
As long as you're bleeding, everybody's happy. That's fine. So this is interesting. So Smiley is opening at select AMC theaters tomorrow, including Universal CityWalk, Burbank Town Center, Norwalk, Orange 30 at the Block, and Ontario Mills. This is the first time I can remember a movie coming out just in one chain. What's that about?
Well, I think, you know, it's an independent horror movie, and I think AMC saw the value in it and got excited about it and gave us a chance.
So they sort of just made a deal with the movie? They can do that outside of...
I think that's what happened. I mean, I don't know too much about the business of it, but I think they saw the trailer and they saw that people were excited about it, and they're like, hey, we want to give it a chance.
Let's do this. All right.
Well, one of these theaters is going to be close to everyone listening, so, you know, no problem there. Have you done a lot of... I know you're an internet sensation. You have one of the most subscribed to YouTube channels in the world, but have you done a lot of what I would call regular acting as well?
No. I mean, well, I wear a lot of wigs and I play a lot of characters, but this is the first time I actually was like, oh, this is supposed to be real.
this is a real project.
And I didn't suck. I mean, I really thought I was going to suck. And I thought my family
will be the
like,
judge of that, by the way. We haven't gone yet.
Your family gave you the stamp of approval, though. You were afraid of that?
Well, no. I get a lot of hate comments and death threats and everything because I'm on YouTube and whatever. But a lot of the people were like, hey, I really hate you, but you didn't suck.
Well,
like,
that's a great compliment. I really hate you, but you didn't suck. It's really the best thing they could say.
I still want to kill you.
But not for this. So was it just like a regular, hey, I'm an actor and there's an audition and I'm going to go down. I'm going to try to get this role. I mean, why this of all the things you could have started with? Why this?
Actually, my friend, Michael Gallagher, I've worked with him a lot on YouTube, and this was his first movie. So,
nice.
Yeah. So he let me be in it, and I was really nervous. I didn't want to suck it up.
Sure. Right. Yeah, sure.
That would be terrible for your friendship.
Yeah. Now,
there's a lot of horror movies this time of year. It seems like every Halloween season, more than ever before, there must be 10 horror movies opening up this month. How's Smiley the best? How's that the one people need to go see?
I think Smiley is really different. It's really creepy and scary. It has an awesome twist ending. And I think it's different from anything else. It's something that you haven't seen before. I don't think you've ever seen an internet killer. I mean,
an internet killer. How does that work exactly?
I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but it is kind of as if you don't really know if it's real or not, and the killer is coming through the computer, and his face is really, really creepy. I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
I have.
But it's really, really scary.
Yeah, that's not something you want to see ever. Really,
we did see it on our computer. It's like life imitating art.
Yeah, I think we're all doomed if something, a web page we bring up can kill us. I think that's bad news for everybody, right?
Agreed.
Like the internet's not scary enough already without having to worry about dying if you go to the wrong site. So you're Smiley or no?
I mean, listen, you have to...
Who's Smiley exactly?
Smiley could be a person. It could be a thing. Could be... nothing. Who knows?
Could be imagination.
Who knows?
Who knows? All right.
Tell me about what the experience was like for you being on a major motion picture set. And I'm even with all your experience, I'm sure there were some things that were new to you. Do you have any surprises? Any learning curve for you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to like joking around and working with actors from Craigslist and doing, you know, crazy stuff and wearing wigs. And I was, you know, joking around a lot with the other actors, and I didn't know that actors kind of like have to say that.
How come I'm the only one doing this? Did you think at some point?
I know. I'm like, nobody likes me. And then I'm like, oh, they're just acting.
I'm back in high school.
Exactly.
This sucks.
I'm back in real life.
Yeah. Real life is no good when you've created an internet kingdom as you have, Shane. All of a sudden, real life's a little disappointing, I would imagine.
Real life is terrible.
Shane Dawson is here. The movie is Smiley. We need to take a break, and we will be right back on the world famous. Smiley
All
right
about
now.
The Smiley
that's
right
film
now.
That's opening up at AMC Theaters in Southern California tomorrow, just in time for the Halloween season. AMC Universal City Walk, Burbank Town Center, Norwalk, Orange 30 at the Block, and Ontario Mills. One of the stars of the film, Shane Dawson, in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Shane, we're talking about your YouTube channel a minute ago. You have some characters that you've been doing for a long time in a lot of videos. Who are the most popular ones among your fans?
Well, I'd say Shanae is kind of my ghetto girl character, but I think my favorite one is my my Paris Hilton impression.
Yes. Yes.
She's not as popular anymore.
No, but, she's not, unfortunately. You need her to get in some sort of scandal or, you know, I guess she had a little bit of a mini scandal in the back of the cab where she was saying all those horribly offensive things to gay people. That brought her back into our spotlight for a minute. But you just secretly love dressing up like Paris Hilton. That's what that's about, right?
I love it. I love it. I mean, every time she does something terrible, whether it's saying the N-word or saying a gay slur, my heart just...
Or DJing.
You're or just thrilled. DJing. Oh, I just get so excited.
What's your relationship like with Taylor Swift? Because that was the first of your videos that we featured on the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, was the very funny video where you played the boyfriend of somebody who is playing Taylor Swift, and you're trying to break up with her.
I have never met her. I am fascinated by her. She is 12 years old and she's had sex with 35 people.
And okay. Hold on a second.
Now, Shane, seem like it.
Now Shane said that during the commercials. Yes. And Bean, who is really creepy on this topic.
I'm not creepy.
He loves her so much.
My T-Swizzle.
So
she's my favorite.
Shut up with T-Swizzle. So he immediately comes back at Shane with, hey, she didn't just sleep with him. Maybe she just dated him.
They just went to the movies.
First of all, just look. Look, I don't look.
Come
none
on,
of us
Bean.
Know. None of us know.
Yeah, Kevin, but you're the first. You're the.
You've made up your mind, Kevin, that it's whatever the worst thing is it could possibly be.
And
it's
you've made up
be,
your okay? mind the best.
No, I've made up my mind that I don't know. Oh. I don't have enough information to know how many people she's slept with, but I do know that she is a celebrity, and if she goes out to coffee with Jake Gyllenhaal, there's going to be a photograph of it. That doesn't necessarily mean they've had sex. I do know that.
Well, there has to be something.
All right, Taylor Swift defender, take it easy.
Exactly. She's with them for only 2 weeks at a time. That's what I don't understand.
It's maybe like she's saying no. Mm. And then they go, okay, bye.
Or her vagina has teeth.
Maybe her vagina has teeth.
But then after 2 weeks, she writes a song like they've crushed her or they had this like year-long relationship that ended horribly.
Oh. She does get her feelings hurt a lot. I totally agree with that.
I feel like when she needs a new album, she just goes out and sluts it up for a while. And then she gets 12 guys, 12 songs.
Exactly.
And I also think that there are an awful lot of people who write TV shows, write movies, write books, who the jumping off point may be someone in their life or something that's happened to them. But then they just, you know, then it's fantasy after that. I also think there's probably some of that going on.
All right,
as
take
well,
it easy,
you?
Bean. For God's
sake. Listen,
sakes.
I think she really thinks she's never, ever, ever getting back together with John Mayer. Like ever.
I have your parody song. Can we play a little bit of it?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Taylor, I think we need to talk.
About what?
Maybe you and me should take a break.
Who is she?
There's no one else. I just need some space.
I will make you pay.
What?
I'm gonna add you to my list.
What list?
I'll write a song about your baby
It's average.
I'm gonna cry and then I'll tweet a pic. I'll say he cheated, then dump me. Hashtag Team Tay Tay.
I just realized how much I cuss.
That's sweet.
Oh,
yeah, because we have to beep it.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is brilliant, Shay. That is so good. And you know, you're absolutely right that no one wants to be the guy who breaks up with Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
I mean, that would be terrifying to share that news
because she's
her, right?
So childish about it.
Taylor Swift is smiley. I just gave it away.
Yeah, that's
oh,
good.
Oh, there you go.
That's good.
There you go. What's the most popular of all the videos you put up on your YouTube channel over the years?
The music videos do well. I think my most popular one is a spoof I did of another YouTuber. His name is Fred. He was really big back in the day.
Oh, God, Fred. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah. So I think that one still holds up, I think.
What do you hope to do with all of this? I mean, you got a million Twitter followers. You have millions of views on YouTube. Now you're in this movie. I mean, what is the – is there a dream gig that you're working up to, or are you just kind of taking it as it comes and you don't know what's next?
Well, besides hosting X Factor with Khloe Kardashian.
That's not you.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
That's not you. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Oh, no. I'm not Mario Lopez?
Oh, you're not Mario Lopez.
I've always wanted to be a director, and so next year I'm going to be directing my own movie and
awesome.
And writing that. So hopefully – That doesn't suck either.
So let me just see. Your goal is to not suck.
Suck. Oh, that's been my goal since.
That's my goal, too, and I'm not reaching it.
No.
We gave up on that goal a long time ago, by the way.
You have to embrace your own failure, and then everything's fine.
Please don't forget the little people when you make it big, Shane. That's all we're asking you. The film is called Smiley. They are the sponsors of the Drain-A-Vein blood drive going on. We'll check back in with Ralph Garman in a few minutes, and you can swing by and help him out for a worthy cause. Smiley opens in AMC theaters everywhere tomorrow. City Walk, Burbank Town Center, Norwalk, Orange 30 at the Block, and Ontario Mills. I hope it's a great opening weekend for you, and it's great to have you on the program, Shane. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Was not Third Eye Blind on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:33.
I'm confused. How is that not Third Eye Blind?
Who was it then?
I just thought I'd make a suggestion to their minds, and then they would just, it would disappear, and then no one would remember that we played it.
What the hell?
So we would
Third
think
Eye Blind.
That, okay.
We just played Third Eye Blind.
Right.
You guys aware of that?
And then you said it wasn't.
Right. I'm just hoping that the suggestion,
didn't make it any better. Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat, and one more plug.
I'm here.
Right, I mean, you're here on the show right now. You join us with a plug for folks to join you at the K-Rock Drain-A-Vein Blood Drive going on until 3 o'clock.
It is. It's happening here at 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood. The old historic Sears building has been taken over by Hellbreak L.A., L.A.'s newest and scariest haunted house, and I've been sneaking around behind scenes here, and it looks like it's going to be awesome. It doesn't open until tomorrow night. I think it's open to the public. You can come and check it out, but it is the home of our Drain-A-Vein blood drive that we're doing all day today up till 3 p.m. Come on down. Give some blood. It is the easiest thing in the world for you to do. It takes about 8 minutes, and you will save a life just by doing it. Guaranteed. No questions asked. And that person, the life you save, they won't, like, bother you and send you Christmas cards or anything. They'll leave you alone. So it's perfect.
Best case scenario.
Thanks to everyone I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I apologize. You were probably going to say the same thing. I was just going to mention the medical professionals. This is not one of these rinky-dink out of the back of a van things like a lot of things we do here at K-Rock. We actually brought in experts who know their job.
Yes. But if you're in a hurry, there is a guy out in the parking lot in a van who is taking blood with a switchblade and a Ziploc bag. So I don't recommend him, but if you're in a super hurry and you want to do it that way, it's up to you. But thanks to the folks at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center who have made it all possible. They are the taking blood today. And the people, your helpful Honda people, are down here giving out juice and cookies and stuff so you don't faint afterwards. And we take good care of you, I promise. We wouldn't do it otherwise. Not to mention, you get Dracula Kevening on a T-shirt once you donate. So that's really the reason to come out today. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody. We've had hundreds of people already this morning since 6 a.m., which is a great turnout, but we want to keep it going all day long. So if you have a chance during your lunch break or on your way to work or school or your way home, if you get off early, we're here till 3 p.m., and we'd love to see you come out here at Hellbreak L.A., 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard near Santa Monica and Western. Come out and give some blood. Let's... Oh, thanks to People Smiley also. You just are talking to Shane Dawson, of course, from Smiley. They made it all possible. Let's get to some showbiz news while we're talking about movies. A lot of casting news broke today, including a film called Nonstop with Liam Neeson, action-adventure thriller. It's funny for Liam Neeson at this stage in his life. I mean, he didn't really become an action star until he was in his 50s.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now at 60 years old, his career is stronger than ever with Taken 2, doing so well.
What do you think he was most famous for before Taken? Schindler's List, probably?
Probably, yeah. Which was, and he wasn't that. He was a serious dramatic actor for a long time.
Right.
And now he's an action star. Nonstop's the name of the movie. He plays an air marshal aboard a plane who starts getting instant messages threatening the lives of the passengers of the plane that he's on. And I asked this question before, and I'll ask it again. Why is his phone on during the flight? They never let me have my phone on during the flight.
That's true.
I can't get instant messages. I can't even play Words with Friends. Julianne Moore will be joining that cast, playing his girlfriend. That's a good deal for Liam.
Sure.
Kevin Kline has got a new role in a new movie. He'll be playing the screen legend Errol Flynn, an upcoming movie called The Last of Robin Hood, talking about the last days of Errol Flynn's life before he died of a heart attack. You may not know the name, but Errol Flynn at the time was the biggest movie star in the world for a while there. Played Robin Hood, the famous Robin Hood in the movies, and did a bunch of swashbuckling type films. He died in a bit of a scandal. He was having a relationship with a 17-year-old actress named Beverly Adland towards the end of his life. Allegedly, he was seduced by her when she was just 15 years old. She co-starred in his last film that he died, that he made before he died, called Cuban Rebel Girls. Oh. Which sounds like something I'd rent in the back of a movie theater. But he died at the age of 50, by the way, of a heart attack. I didn't know he was that young when he died.
Hmm.
More casting news for the next Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man 2 is in the works. Shailene Woodley, who starred in The Secret Life of the American Teenager before it was canceled this week, she's in talks to play Mary Jane Watson in the upcoming sequel, which will, of course, feature, again, Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone as Spidey and his girlfriend, respectively. Electro, rumored to be one of the villains for the movies, which makes me very excited because I love Electro. Because he has electricity coming out of him. That's scary.
Now, what can Spider-Man do against electricity? That seems like a tough fight.
He creates insulated webbing.
Insulated webbing. Okay.
See? And then
electricity can't get through it.
Yeah. See, Spidey's smart that way.
Huh. So it's like he's wearing a Snuggie or something like that that can't be can't be broken through.
It's just like he's wearing a Snuggie. That's just what it's like being.
I got it.
Olivia Wilde is talking out about her relationship with Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live. She tells the New York Post that she is blissfully, hopefully, wildly in love with Jason Sudeikis.
Wow.
It's Olivia Wilde we're talking about.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, how's that working?
Funny man from Saturday Night Live.
Huh.
She says the two of them have sex like Kenyan marathon runners, which means they put numbers on their chests and people hand them cups of water every couple of hours.
That's taking it seriously.
Wow. It is. That's a strange way to have sex, but if it works for them.
All right.
The Honey Boo Boo family's in trouble.
Good.
That's just the obvious. Apparently, they had an outbreak of lice in the family recently. Head lice. The entire family had head lice.
Nothing is less surprising than this story.
No
Nothing.
Kidding. Why are we watching this family of rednecks?
Because they're so rednecky?
With their bug infestations and their hideousness.
Yeah.
And their go-go juice.
There's nothing.
Why are they a sensation?
There's nothing good about them.
Wow. We've got our first casualty of the new fall season. CBS has already canceled Made in Jersey, the drama starring Janet Montgomery. About a hot female lawyer from Jersey who's blue collar, but she makes her way in the world of high-end lawyers anyway because she's got street smarts, man. Or she had street smarts.
Had before they canceled it.
The show was canceled. It'll be replaced by episodes of Undercover Boss beginning in November. What do you think the next one's going to be? Next series to get canceled? Neighbors?
I don't know. I think Neighbors is a good choice. I think that's a good guess.
That submarine show?
Submarine show?
Go On or whatever that
is. Go On. It's another one. It seems to be hurting.
I think Go On's been renewed already.
Really?
Or at least they've had its order extended. Yeah. Doing pretty well for NBC.
Huh. Wow. Okay.
Here's a pilot for a show I was looking forward to that we're not going to see the series of called Mockingbird Lane, the reboot of the old Munsters TV series from the 60s. Great cast in that. Jerry O'Connell and Portia de Rossi. Eddie Izzard as Grandpa Munster. They spent a lot of money on the pilot episode, but apparently NBC chose not to make a series out of it. However, we will get to see it because since it is monster-themed, they are going to make a special presentation out of it on the 26th of this month. They're going to air the pilot episode. So we'll see what could have been with the Munster family on Mockingbird Lane. And the Rolling Stones have been together for 50 years.
Kevin, you have to hate the Stones, right? I would imagine.
I don't hate them. I just don't like them.
Come on. One of the great rock bands of all time.
If a song comes on, it's not like I can't get away from it fast enough, like Tadolf Swindler. That comes on. I have to hit the button. But the Stones are all right.
Is there any Stone song that you would listen to if you were going home today and one came on the radio?
I probably only know their biggest hits, so
right.
I don't know.
They've had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
And they're going to be compiled on a 3-CD set celebrating their 50th anniversary. It's going to drop on the 13th of November. But there's two new tracks included in that 3-disc set. They released the first of those two singles today. Here is brand new music from the Stones.
It's called Doom and Gloom. Like the Stones. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
song in something like 6 years, and now Mick Jagger is 70, Charlie Watts, the drummer is even older than that, and they still sound that good.
Yeah, they sound great.
That sounds like some of their better stuff.
It sounds like it came out in the early 70s to me. Sounds like it's right off of Exile on Main Street.
Yeah, absolutely. And lastly, the battle between Lindsay Lohan and her mom, Dina. More details coming out about that fight that they got into the back of a limousine yesterday morning. They were out partying together, and apparently Lindsay had the balls to ask for her mother, Dina, to repay the $40,000 she lent her so her home wouldn't be foreclosed upon.
Oh, no.
How dare she ask for that money back?
Do we have a time frame? Do we have any idea when she gave it to her? She's asking for it all back. Do we know anything about the timing?
I don't know anything about the loan, but I do know that Lindsay apparently gave her that money so that she could save her property.
Right.
The two started to battle about it. Lindsay claimed that Dina and the chauffeur driver were, in essence, kidnapping her because they wouldn't let her out of the limo. A scuffle broke out in the back of the limo, and Lindsay had a cut on her leg from a diamond bracelet.
This is truly
high-end problems when you're having a fist fight in the back of a limousine fighting over $40,000 and you get cut with diamonds.
Yeah.
Lindsay also thinks her mom was high on coke at the time.
And wasn't sharing, regrettably.
That's probably why they got into the fight. Where's that coke I gave you? Oh, I did it all. What?
Sack.
Give it some. Give me some. Now, come on now.
Dina doesn't have any kind of job that we know of except for charging for interviews, right? That's how she supports herself, I guess?
Yeah, I think she's a co-host on the Dr. Phil show, isn't she? Isn't she his co-host?
I don't think so. Not I would watch it if that was the case. But.
I wish, too. Apparently, the two were seen hugging it out just hours later, and no one was arrested. But Lindsay did call her father in a panic, complaining about her mom. He's in Florida, by the way, and I think he called the cops when they showed up at the Lohan compound in Long Island. So there's a lot of dysfunction going on in this family. If you want to hear details and the audio from the phone call, TMZ.com has got it. You can check it out there. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Michelle Trachtenberg, who played Buffy's little sister on that show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, is 27 years old today. Emily Deschanel from Bones is 36. Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock turns 44 years old today. Artie Lang from Mad TV and various suicide attempts. He is 45 years old today. Luke Perry. Oh, yeah, my bad. I told him to kill himself. Yeah, it's my fault. Luke Perry's 46. Michael J. Nelson, one of the hosts, the second host of Mystery Science Theater 3000, is 48 years old. Joan Cusack, very talented actress, turns 50. Ron Liebman is 75 years old today. Did I ever tell you the story about how Ron Liebman was the star of the very first TV show I ever
did? No, I don't think you have. I got my union card.
I'll save it for another time. And David Morse, very talented actor, is 59 years old today. Remember Suburbia? What the hell was it called? No, Disturbia?
Disturbia. Yes.
With Shia LaBeouf, and
yeah.
David Morse played his creepy next-door neighbor, remember?
Oh, sure do.
He was great in that film.
Great actor.
59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Any other shout-outs from down there?
I don't think so. Okay. We thank Smiley, the people who made the blood drive possible, and of course, Hellbreak LA for hosting us. We want to thank them. Thank the people at Cedars-Sinai. They're doing great work taking the blood, and the folks from the Helpful Honda folks.
We're going to be down there till 3 p.m.
Honda's helping out everything till 3 p.m. this afternoon, so come on down and give blood. And thanks to everyone who asked me to do the Kevining pictures with them this morning.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Send those in. We'll put them up on the website.
Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, it's Friday morning. That means Ralph will be here with a movie beat. We have your final chance to win tickets to see Muse and tour SpaceX tomorrow morning. We have Cousin Sal with his NFL picks. You guys remember a sport they had a long time ago? What was it? Hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I loved hockey.
That was fun.
It was played on horseback, wasn't it?
I think you're thinking of the XFL, Kevin. I'm not sure what hockey is that you're talking about.
It's a sport. I remember a Los Angeles team won the cup the final year. I don't remember.
This cup that you speak of? What's
Luke
that?
Luke Robitaille will be bringing the Stanley Cup tomorrow morning to our
Is
studios.
It bad form if I wear my Flyers jersey and pose next to Stanley Cup?
Yes, it is.
You won't be allowed to take a photo.
Why
if
not?
That's what you're saying.
Why wouldn't I?
Because you're the
Flyers
enemy.
Flyers names are on there.
You're the enemy. That's why.
Ugh.
And that stands. That's a ruling. So anyway, that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.